this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. A couple of months of relative calm in Gaza came to an abrupt end overnight as Israel carried out a series of airstrikes across the Gaza Strip. The BBC's Joe Floto is following developments from Jerusalem.
Israel has launched what it describes as a preemptive offensive, designed, it says, to target Hamas leadership, its military commanders, and what it calls terrorist infrastructure. Israel's military says the campaign will continue as long as necessary and will not be limited to airstrikes. Hamas has responded furiously, accusing Israel of treachery for overturning the ceasefire agreement, and also says Israel is exposing the remaining Israeli hostages held in Gaza to an unknown fate. Crucially, Hamas has not declared that it is resuming the war, at least for now, instead calling on mediators and the United Nations to intervene.
Prime Minister Netanyahu's office says Israel will, from now on, act against Hamas with increasing military strength. Senior Hamas security and political figures reportedly among those killed in the air raids. President Trump speaks by phone today with Russian President Putin amid efforts to end the fighting in Ukraine.
We've never been closer to a peace deal than we are in this moment, and the president, as you know, is determined to get one done.
White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt. NASA's two stranded astronauts finally on their way home after more than 9 months in space. Butch Wilmore and Sonny Williams left the International Space Station in a SpaceX capsule early today. Splashdown off Florida expected later today. A federal judge ordering the Trump administration to explain why it ignored his order to halt the deportation of suspected Venezuelan gang members. The president invoked the 1798 Alien Enemies Act to justify the deportations. On Wall Street this morning, stock futures in the red. The Dow futures are down 13 points. NASDAQ futures off 35 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The words you are about to hear are taken from letters sent in by members of the Trinity Debt Management Program.
Dear Trinity, today I'm making my final credit card payment.
Before I came to you, I was in a constant state of anxiety and panic, but now there is hope for my family's financial future.
Working with Trinity made me understand that I'm not alone.
You really do help people.
Your kindness will never be forgotten.
Without Trinity's support, I would not have achieved my lifelong goal of becoming debt free.
We saved a lot on interest and penalties, of course, but the reward was the gift of human kindness.
Trinity has carried me through a very difficult time in my life. You're amazing.
I used to feel so anxious and hopeless. Now I feel grace and peace.
God bless Trinity as you continue to help others become debt-free.
If credit card debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
People. Good morning. It's Tuesday morning, 6:03 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. We are The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot and, of course, with Chuck Whitaker, traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Good morning, Chuck.
Morning. We had a minor wreck that was in the left tube in the left lane about 15 minutes ago. They have pulled that wreck out of there. It's minor. It's now on the south end of the left tunnel, and they just reopened the left-hand lane southbound. But we're backed up to the O'Donnell Street ramp. 95 is going to be slow, and then we'll see if it recovers. And in the meantime, 895 didn't take a big hit from that, but we're going to see some overflow traffic at both the tunnels. But for right now, all four lanes are open. The accident is south of the left tube on the southbound side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. We'll Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Perfect weather to spend some time outside today and tomorrow. Plenty of sunshine, warmer weather, 65 this afternoon. Tomorrow, close to 70. Thursday, we do have some rain, but it holds off until the afternoon. 68 Thursday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Right now, Pikesville has 35 degrees, 4 degrees warmer downtown, and downtown Baltimore is 39. On Talk Radio 680 WCBM, good morning, it's 6:04. I'm Bruce Elliott, and now the news continues on Talk Radio 680. Baltimore County Police have charged a suspect with a shooting an officer outside the Wilkins precinct last week. 27-year-old Andrew Britt is now facing multiple charges, including two counts of attempted first-degree murder, and remains held without bond. Investigators say the shooting happened last Thursday after Britt entered the police station on Walker Avenue, left the building, and then fired on an officer who was at a gas pump during a shift change. There were other officers in the parking lot. They returned fire, shot the suspect, who was then taken to a hospital. Maryland State Police investigating a deadly two-vehicle crash in Carroll County. Accident happened at around 2 p.m. Sunday on Route 97 north of Liberty Road. 78-year-old Richard Snyder of Westminster taken to a hospital where he was later pronounced dead. And the other driver is a Baltimore woman who was injured and taken to shock trauma for treatment. The state police crash team is leading the investigation, and once it's complete, the findings will be submitted to the Carroll County State's Attorney's Office for a determination of charges. Three people have been arrested in connection with an alleged kidnapping in Harford County. Maryland State Police say troopers were called to the Cunawinga Road in Darlington on the morning of March 10th for a report of a man with his hands bound behind his back running down the middle of the road. The victim told troopers that he had been assaulted and held captive, and he managed to escape when he was left unattended. And Baltimore Police investigating a Monday afternoon shooting in the city's Northern District. Officers called to the 4700 block of Alhambra Avenue for a report of a shooting at around 4:30 p.m. They found the victim with multiple gunshot wounds. Taken to the hospital, no update on his condition or the extent of his injuries. Lottery numbers from last night. Your pick 3 was 260. Your pick 4, 6173. And next, it's Stein on Sports.
Hey, attention, Maryland business owners. Did you know that you've been paying into a program that can upgrade your lighting for free? Now, it's called Empower Maryland. And if you don't use it, you lose it. Now, every month, your electric bill includes a small charge that funds energy-saving upgrades. And now you can claim your share to replace any bulb or fixture with new energy-efficient LED fixtures at zero cost to you. Here's how it works. If we can reduce your energy use by 30% or more, you qualify for a 100% free lighting upgrade, whether you own an office, a church, or even a government building. And these LEDs, they last up to 20 years. Now, last year alone, we completed 424 projects, saving Maryland businesses thousands of dollars. So don't miss out. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. No job is too big or too small. Call now. Start saving today.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Well, it's only exhibition season, of course, but how can you not love a 12-3 win over the Red Sox? That's what the O's did yesterday, pounding out 16 hits in the process, and especially pleasing was that 8-run sixth.
That's ripped on a line to left field, down for a base hit. The Orioles are on top. Luis Vasquez has a 3-hit afternoon. Kobe Mayo trots in, scores the second run of the sixth inning.
Ben Wagner, Dave Johnson with the call on the MLB feed. O's pound out 14 singles and two doubles, pleasing manager Brandon Hyde in the process.
I'm really happy with how we played. I was really impressed with our young guys. I thought we pitched extremely well. You know, a lot of the guys that aren't in camp, you know, a couple of, with Money and Fruit, I thought both those guys threw the ball outstanding. So that was fun to watch. And I thought our young...
Newly re-signed Ronnie Stanley met with the media yesterday via Zoom in Baltimore and acknowledged his preference for staying with Baltimore all along.
They drafted me, you know, straight out of college, took a chance on me. So, you know, I'm always going to give them first dibs when it comes to, you know, things like that. Out of respect.
3 years, $60 million for Stanley, including $44 million guaranteed over the next 3 years. Coming up at 6:35, Maryland prepares for the NCAAs. And that is Stein on Sports.
Want the truth about investing in retirement? The stuff Wall Street does not want to tell you? What if there were a strategy to capture significant market gains without the risk of traditional markets? Interested? Bill O'Reilly here. Would you like a retirement strategy that allows you to retire with confidence without the fear of running out of money? Then please talk to Rod Barowi and the Safe Retirement Solutions team. 410-266-1120. 410-266-1120.
From Annapolis to Catonsville, from Dundalk to Reisterstown, from Bel Air to Glen Burnie, and from Fort McHenry and the home of the Star Spangled Banner, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot starts now on Talk Radio 680 and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
We're not gonna take it.
Top of the morning to you. Welcome back. This is the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. The right choice for Maryland. Coming up on this Tuesday morning, March 18th. By the way, I'm Sean Casey.
And I'm Bruce Elliott.
Yes, just a reminder that coming up on the show here this morning, the Baltimore County PD has identified the shooting suspect of that officer. And he, as we suggested and knew, had a criminal record. And also take a look at Caroline Leavitt. And the auto pen scandal continues to grow. But top story here today, Governor Moore has been remarkably silent on the budget of late. Finally decided to weigh in yesterday, and he spoke about the broad business-to-business tax, which I think was, House Bill 1554, if I'm not mistaken. It will not be included in the budget that he will sign during his remarks yesterday at the State House.
Broad B2B tax will not happen in the state of Maryland.
It will not happen in the state of Maryland now, says he. Said, but the question is broad. This is the 2.5% taxes that services would have to charge each other that in business. And all of a sudden now the governor is starting to walk it back a little bit. And I'm just wondering if McCormick Spice had anything to do with his coming out and wanting to make sure he goes on the record.
One of the larger businesses in the state probably has a problem with the 2.5%. Look, the idea, it's funny, I downloaded a piece of audio this morning and I use later on from Ayn Rand, saying basically that, you know, everybody, no, this was actually Ronald Reagan. He said, everybody pays taxes. You tax a business, the business simply passes it along. In the end, the consumer pays all taxes. So if you want your prices to go up, tax business. You'll feel superior somehow because those horrible corporations are being taxed, but the tax will eventually come back to you. You just don't realize it.
Well, what's unclear right now is he says broad, how that is defined. And once again, we have Governor Moore with Senate Minority Leader Steve Hershey talking about the phrasing the governor used.
A broad B2B tax will not happen in the state of Maryland.
It doesn't sound like it's completely off the table yet. I don't think that I would go back to the business community and say, hey, everything's taken care of, don't worry about it.
So, one wonders, under the current proposal as introduced, which is no longer being discussed, but the negotiations continue to evolve, a broader list of services that taxes would be applicable is on the table. What those services are and the percentage, either the 2.5% that was included in the B2B tax plan or the current 6% sales tax, remain unclear. Everything is in the ballpark. Everything is on the table. I'm hearing from sources inside Annapolis they'll scale back the business-to-business tax significantly and look at adding a penny to the sales tax.
6:13 right now, Talk Radio 680, WCBM. If it moves, tax it. Traffic and weather on the threes, Chuck Whitaker.
The early ride to Annapolis looks good. We're looking at you live here just as you're coming on to the main span from Stevensville. And then from there, the Bay Bridge is clear through Sandy Point. Severn River Bridge, Ritchie Highway, over towards I-97. Traffic eastbound clear as well. Beltway's filled in just a bit on the west side. We'll start to watch for the brake lights to develop anywhere now from Liberty Road down towards I-70. The accident's still there. It's in the painted out area as you come out of the left tube southbound at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. So all four lanes are open. There's been a fairly good recovery on 95 southbound at 895. Did take a little bit of heavier traffic now, so with an early build up there. So right now we're maybe 3-5 minutes behind time, but improving. And we'll see if it does clear itself out before it gets too bad at both the tunnels on the southbound side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
The WCBM Weather Channel forecast is going to be a gorgeous day today, sunny and 65 as we close out winter here in the next couple of days. It's going to feel like spring, especially tomorrow. Sunshine in a high near 70. Scattered showers could return Thursday, 68 for the high there. 36 and clear right now in Annapolis, 34 in the city. Time for some one-liner news for you today. Angered by the U.S.'s stance on Ukraine, a lawmaker in France is demanding the United States return the Statue of Liberty. President Trump says he will not give the Statue of Liberty back, although he's considering deporting it and charging the French.
Isn't that being on a big ship floating across the ocean going back?
Tesla's halted all sales of the Cybertruck amid mounting concern about metal panels falling off the electric pickup trucks.
I hate when that happens.
Yeah. They're calling it sabotage.
Sabotage?
Oh, my.
It's now more common for customs officials to seize eggs than fentanyl. So, wait a minute. Is fentanyl? Okay. Eggs? No, we got to stop you right there.
Stop you right there. Sorry.
Well, now cheaper to eat a fentanyl Benedict than eggs Benedict, that's for sure. Okay. Donald Trump announced on True Social and X that he won the club championship at his Trump International Golf Club in Florida.
Well, good for him.
I wonder who he played. I wonder if he played... if he played Tiger, because Tiger's hurt right now, isn't he?
Yeah.
He hurt his Achilles heel.
Mm-hmm.
And Tiger is now dating Donald Trump Jr.'s first wife. Did I get that right?
I believe that's right.
Yeah. So that might be an interesting foursome to play on the links. Lawmakers
they have played together.
You who have what?
They have played together.
Oh, they have played together.
And Trump's granddaughter also plays
Kai?
With them. Kai. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And she's good.
Yeah. No, she is. I think she's got a scholarship to Miami.
And she's also friends with Tiger's son, who's another golfer.
Charlie.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Very good. Thank you for there that you Golf Digest
Chuck,
inside golf baseball type stuff.
Why weren't you invited to play, Chuck?
I don't know.
Well, because he's with DeSantis.
I gave him $25 for his campaign. I mean, that ought to bring you something.
You think so?
Gee, 25. You really broke the bank there, didn't
you? Wow.
Okay. Now we want to get into who paid what?
No, we don't, because we know we'll never win that.
Because I know I have video of Bruce at the campaign office, and he had rolls of pennies on the counter.
Yeah, but there are lots of rolls of pennies.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter.
It was exactly $25 worth. How did you know?
It's $25 and a dime.
Right.
Oh, boy.
Lawmakers in Minnesota want to officially designate TDS, Trump Derangement Syndrome, as a mental illness. Adding insult to injury for the Democrats, it is not covered under Obamacare.
Wow.
Oh.
The Paris State Department has declared South Africa's ambassador to the United States, Ibrahim Rasool, to be a persona non grata and has until Friday to leave the United States. Apparently insulted the president.
No, sir.
Yeah. And when they said there
he's
was
kicking
a
them all out.
When the South African was being deported, Elon Musk said, wait, it's not me, is it? Of course not. A bus full of bagpipers returning from St. Patrick's Day Parade in Pennsylvania crashed into a tractor trailer. Thank God no injuries were reported. Because each one of them had their own personal airbag.
Yeah.
Yes. And they were all hollering as it got out, oh, my goodness. I mean, oh, my goodness.
Well played, Chuck.
Yes. He's recovering nicely.
Almost. Almost.
Forever 21 is expected to close all stores after facing steep competition from Chinese e-tailers like Shine and Temu. So now they'll be known as Forever Chapter 11, as far as that goes. You know, that's some stiff competition of the Chinese.
I'll tell you what, they're hitting these stores and these malls are having problems.
Yeah, they are. Great news. NASA astronauts Suni Williams and Butch Wilmore are finally coming home today from a space mission that was supposed to be 10 days, but it turned into 9 months. NASA SpaceX Crew 9 undocked from the ISS early this morning.
Heading into the home stretch for Williams and Wilmore, the beginning of the end for a 9.5 month mission in space.
On behalf of Crew 9, it was a privilege to live and work and be a part of a mission and a team that spans the globe working together in cooperation for the benefit of humanity.
Maybe surrounded by a million people, I still feel all alone.
Safe journey home.
I want to go home.
And we'll be coming home, so that's what we're looking forward to.
Got to go.
I miss him so much, and I cannot wait for him to hug his neck.
Let me go home.
It brings to mind family and all the people on the ground who support us.
I'm just too far from where you are. I'm coming back home.
I can't wait for her to come home and enjoy the beach with us.
Let me go home.
We're coming back before long, so don't make all those plans without me.
Sonny Williams and Butch Wilmore begin their belated trip home.
I'll be all right.
And undock and confirm.
I'll be home tonight.
Hopefully, we did you proud.
I'm coming back home.
Let's play
Jack.
10 days. 10 days turned into 9 months. Can you imagine spending 9 months with a coworker in close quarters?
No.
How about even in this radio studio?
No, it's smaller than that. And I don't, my observation is bathing. I mean, what do they do for 9 months? Did they not bathe at all?
A lot of wipes were used, apparently.
Wow.
A lot of wipes.
A lot of wipes. Bed sheets.
I got to tell you, you can't imagine the little things that we take for granted every day, mm-hmm. you know, and they don't have any of that.
No.
For 9 months.
I mean, it's not like you can open the door and go out and get the morning paper.
Right. If you do, you'll be frozen while you're... Well, you get there, but that's just amazing.
You couldn't get me in there. No.
And the I don't care attitude by a former president. These guys were stranded up there.
They should put his ass up there and leave him up there for a while.
Yeah.
What else is he doing?
Yeah. We'll hear from Butch Wilmore coming up in the MAG update in about less than an hour, but because he was very appreciative to Elon and to President Trump.
The other side, they're not going to give him any credit.
Yeah. By the way, the two astronauts, Anita Williams and Butch Wilmore, they're both GS-15s, so they will earn somewhere between $94,000 and $122,000 for the last 9 months.
Wow.
But then there's no extra space bump for having to sleep away from home or something.
I wonder if they sign a waiver. And as they go into space, if something does happen where they have to go longer, that they give up that pay.
You would think.
What, they can work for free?
No, I mean, they would still be paid, but they don't get they still get paid at a GS-15 level. But you're saying they would get additional pay?
No, this is what they're doing for the last 9 months.
Oh,
that would be their pay.
I thought you were talking about overtime.
No, that would be their total pay.
Yeah, if you're a GS-15, you're paid on a grade scale. There is no overtime.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's what
there's no banking.
But they were still working.
Yes.
So I don't understand the issue here because they're still working. So why wouldn't they get paid?
Well, they have a Sputnik that comes by and takes your deposit and brings it back.
Yes. They have a Tesla ATM that drives by.
There you go. There you go with,
all right, guys,
with Elon in it.
Gotta run. 6:21, you're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
Have you heard of plantar fasciitis? Hi, it's Jonathan Cotton with the Good Feet Store. Imagine jumping off the back of a pickup truck onto some rocks. That's what it felt like when I was suffering from plantar fasciitis. After searching and trying so many other products, I finally found relief with Good Feet Arch Supports, and they still keep me running today. Now I get to help others who are struggling with plantar fasciitis to live their life pain-free. Here's another customer sharing their Good Feet story.
Plantar fasciitis feels like pointed, sharp pain. It just hurts all the time. It feels like your foot is squeezing on itself. When I drove past the Good Feet store, I thought, I'm just going to stop in. They wanted to make sure that they gave me the right arch support that were personally fitted just for me. Then it was like, okay, this is something special. These make a difference.
The Good Feet store is in Annapolis, Columbia, Hunt Valley, and in White Marsh, with other locations across Greater D.C. and Baltimore. Visit goodfeet.com to book your appointment today.
Hi, it's Bruce Elliott. Tim Kyle Electric is now Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. Now, for years, they've been a trusted name in the electrical industry, serving residential and commercial clients with excellence and dedication. And now they're proud to bring their wealth of experience and exceptional service to homes that are looking for HVAC services. Now, during the winter weather, it's important to ensure your home is equipped with reliable heating, ventilation, and air conditioning systems. Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling are here to cater to your needs, ensuring comfort and peace of mind for you and your family. The weather has changed, and now's the time to call Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. Call them today, 410-876-9404. Remember, they also do outdoor lighting, plus service and sell all generators. For all your electrical and HVAC solutions, call 410-876-9404 or online, timkylecompany.com. Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling, winner of Carol's Best Electrician and HVAC Repair Company.
6:23, traffic weather on the threes all morning long on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Once again, here he is, Chuck Whitaker.
There's some construction underway, apparently still down just to one lane, Falls Road and Old Pimlico Road. So if you're coming down from Ruxton, you're coming up from Mount Washington, heads up, looks like a contractor is still in there. The wreck that was outside the left tube at the Fort McHenry Tunnel southbound is gone. We're heavy southbound now on the approaches to both the harbor tunnels. All the lanes are moving, but we do have an early delay on the southbound side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680. Excuse me. I came back with a vengeance. On Talk Radio 680. WCBN.
That's not fun, folks. I can tell you that right now.
No, it's not, because it's fine for a second, yep. And the next thing you know, it bites you right now. You know what?
Creeps up on you. Weather Channel forecast, sunny today, high of 65. Right now, 33 in Clear and Forest Hill, 34 in Pasadena. I just saw where Chuck U. Schumer has canceled his book tour.
Yes.
And it was supposed to be here in Baltimore on Monday night, last night.
Man, not going to happen.
He's also canceled tours in Philadelphia, D.C., Atlanta. These are all Democrat cities, folks. So that's, and the reason why he's canceling is security reasons. His fellow Democrats, I mean, they want to stab him right in the back as soon as he comes into his blue cities like Baltimore. Wow, how about that? How the mighty have fallen. Back to Governor Moore and his business-to-business broad tax increase will not happen in the state of Maryland. And he has some criteria that he mentions as to why he doesn't want that to happen.
In order for any bill that makes it to my desk to get a signature, it has to hit those criteria, period, and full stop.
Yeah, so it has to keep the state of Maryland competitive, and if McCormick's threatening to move out of the state, so that, I think, it was a big factor there. But then, you know, people wanted to ask questions. I mean, what do you mean by broad? What's the definition of broad? What taxes remain on the table? Which ones are off the table? And here is, once again, him showing his moral courage before the press.
We'll have more details later on, but I just want to say that I'm looking forward to these next weeks.
That's going to have more detail. We're closing up shop here, folks, in about 3 weeks. But we'll have more details. You know, probably at Synodi. You'll find out what the details are here in the state of Maryland. Just incredible. But again, here's his full statement on the business-to-business tax.
The first is that when I laid out that we had to make ourselves more economically competitive and more business-friendly, that meant actually creating and opening up pathways for businesses to be able to grow and stay in the state of Maryland, and making Maryland the best place in the country in order for businesses to grow. And that is why the broad business-to-business tax will not be in the final budget. So a broad B2B tax will not happen.
He repeated it several times, the word broad. So you'd think if you're going to use a phrase like that, you would define it.
Where's the fun in that?
That is the first question that the Maryland Freedom Caucus had, the minority leader, Delegate Buckle, had, that reporters had, et cetera. He also said that the sugary drink tax or soda tax is DOA. That's no longer on the table. Quote, we've got to bring down the cost inside the grocery stores, and that's why things like the soda tax will not happen in the state of Maryland. But guess what? We find out from our good buddy Chris Papps that the blueprint for the future, we'll do that story later on in the show, that they misprojected, if you will, or underestimated what the cost to taxpayers is going to be, some nearly $4 billion more over the next several years. So where's money going to come to pay for that? And you're taking the service, B2B service tax, out of, at least some of it. We don't know all of it yet. We're not breathing easy as of this moment. But the reason why, two reasons why. Reason one is McCormick, and you don't want to be the governor that lost the Colts. Remember that?
Yeah.
And you don't want to be the governor that had a downturn in business, especially if you think you're running for president. Here he is on To Face the Nation with Margaret Brennan over the weekend.
We're already seeing the impacts of these disastrous and, frankly, not very well thought out policies when it comes to tariffs. So while these decisions are being made not with us, they're being made to us. We're already seeing how this is going to have a significant impact on the Port of Baltimore, which is really one of the country's largest and most effective ports.
Yeah. So he's already out there. You know, again, he's in the middle of a budget battle in his own state, and he takes time to go on a national show and trash Trump, or, you know, and to me, this is a hint that maybe not so subtle,
right,
that he has got presidential ambition. And the fact is, the ports business is up since Trump went in, not down.
Yeah.
Keep that in mind. Rescue Natural Supplements. Want me to remind you that if you're looking to boost your energy throughout the day today, don't reach for that second, third, fourth cup of coffee or the energy drinks that you see at the convenience store shelves or what have you. have you, because that is a temporary artificial stimulation of your sympathetic nervous system, which is eventually going to make you feel lousy when you come down off it. You crash off this stuff. Mm-hmm. You want sustainable all-day energy, and Rescue Orosine will give you just that. And right now, this is fuel for your cells, so your cells are efficient, cells can repair. You get that. It's good for regulating blood pressure. It's heart healthy. It's developed by a cardiologist. You can buy one, get one free. It's non-habit forming, by the way. Here's your coupon code, MyEnergy. That's MyEnergy. And you can order 1-800-26-ALIVE or at res-q.com. 6:30, time for the latest news headlines. Coming up next, the AutoPen scandal continues to deepen. Here's Bruce.
Thank you, Sean. Three people have been arrested in connection with an alleged kidnapping in Harford County. Maryland State Police say troopers were called to Conowingo Road in Darlington on the morning of March 10th for a report of a man with his hands bound behind his back running down the middle of the road. The victim told troopers he had been assaulted and held captive, and he managed to escape when he was left unattended. State police later arrested Chris Cochran, Grace Johnson, and Leland Lewis, and they face various charges that include false imprisonment, first and second degree assault, and kidnapping. Baltimore police investigating a Monday afternoon shooting in the city's Northern District. Officers called to the 4700 block of Alhambra Avenue for a report of a shooting at around 4:30 p.m. They found the victim with multiple gunshot wounds, taken to the hospital. No update on his condition or on the extent of his injuries. Howard County Executive Calvin Ball has created a task force to support the economy amid the federal funding and workforce cuts. The Economic Competitiveness and Opportunities Now, that's the Econ Task Force, includes private sector experts, educational and workforce professionals, cabinet members, and leaders in major industries. The Econ will identify and recommend policies, regulations, strategies, and actions to strengthen the county's economic competitiveness and growth. Governor Wes Moore says a broad business-to-business tax will not happen in the state of Maryland. Speaking to reporters yesterday, the governor was asked about the proposed 2.5% tax on services that businesses perform for each other. Moore said his priority is to grow the state's economy and private sector, and that is why the plan would not be included in any budget he would sign. Coming up on 6:32 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Coming up next, WCBM Traffic and Weather on the threes.
Hi, I'm Dr. Melissa Segev, one of the doctors and owners of Audiology Associates. Our group of doctors has been providing hearing and balance care in Maryland for over 35 years. Audiology Associates has grown to include 11 offices throughout Maryland, including the Eastern Shore, Annapolis, Baltimore City, and Baltimore County. I would like to talk to you today about balance problems, also known as dizziness. One out of every 10 patients who visits their family doctor complains about dizziness. 25% of the time, balance problems are related to the ear. At Audiology Associates, we can not only diagnose the cause of your balance problems, but if it is appropriate, we can also provide a treatment plan. You need not be bothered by dizziness anymore. So call our main number at 410-944-3100 or visit our website at aaiaudiology.com to make an appointment. Your initial consultation is covered by almost all insurance plans. So call 410-944-3100. Audiology Associates. When silence is not golden.
Pick three, lottery number 260. Your pick 4-6173. And now it's 6:33. Once again, Chuck Whitaker, traffic and weather on the threes.
There's a new wreck. It's minor, but it's on 95 southbound as you're coming around the curve from Eastern Avenue towards O'Donnell Street. So it's going to be on the right shoulder, caused by that backup that we had earlier with that accident in the Fort McHenry Tunnel. So everybody's off to the side, but they're looking at it, and we have delays coming down from Moravia Road through Eastern Avenue and through that area. That, in turn, now is going to back up the old Harbor Tunnel Thruway, or backed up towards the Erdman Avenue ramp. So already, and we stand right now, 15 to 20-minute delays as we're traveling south. There's a new wreck if you're coming south out of Frederick this morning, southbound Interstate 270 at Route 80. It's on the shoulder. There's a slow delay as you're going by the accident scene. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Perfect weather to spend some time outside today and tomorrow. Plenty of sunshine, warmer weather, 65 this afternoon. Tomorrow, close to 70. Thursday, we do have some rain, but it holds off until the afternoon. 68 Thursday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Need new blinds? At Blinds.com, we offer guaranteed low prices, guaranteed satisfaction, free samples, and free shipping. At Blindster, we take the fear out of ordering custom blinds, shades, and shutters so you can do it yourself and save big. Blindster.com.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 635 Sports is brought to you by Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialists. The Ravens took big strides last week with the re-signings of Ronnie Stanley and Patrick Ricard, securing two big pillars of their record-setting offense from a year ago. Ricard invoking a little Lou Gehrig on the NFL Network the other day.
I'm the luckiest man in the world to be playing with the team as I have, and Derrick Henry, Lamar Jackson, Mark Andrews, Isaiah Likely, Bateman, Zay Flowers, the list goes on and on, and that's just the offensive side of the ball.
In case you've never heard it before, here's the Iron Horses version of that.
Today, I consider myself the luckiest man on the face of the earth.
And on that note, to baseball we go, where the Orioles buried the Red Sox yesterday in Fort Myers. 12-3 was the final, the big inning being an 8-run sixth for Baltimore.
Ground ball past the right side of the bump, out of the reach of the second baseman, and the shortstop splits the difference into center field. Mayo's running on contact around third, coming in to score on an RBI base hit by Villamil Machine. Another base hit, another run driven in by the Machine.
That's a name to remember, Villamil Machine, having a tremendous spring for Baltimore. And depending on injuries, an outside shot at actually making the opening day roster. Machine 16 for 38 this spring, batting .421. Maryland setting their sights on the Grand Canyon Antelopes this Friday in the first round of the NCAA tournament. There is a history of 4 versus 13 upsets in the tournament. It's happened 33 times in 40 years, including perhaps the most famous one of them all.
It's to Jenkins, the Drew for the win! Gone!
That call was on CBS. It happened back in 1998. Valparaiso over Mississippi. I bring it up because the shooter was Bryce Drew, who happens to be the coach of Grand Canyon University. How about that? And finally, Rory McIlroy bested J.J. Spahn yesterday in a playoff to win the Players' Championship in Ponte Vedra Beach, Florida. McIlroy has now won twice this year heading into the Masters, his 28th tour win overall. The time now is 6:35 when we return an NCAA bracket challenge that's out of this world.
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor, member FINRA SIPC.
You missed something.
Missed something?
Yeah.
What was it?
Rory, an Irishman, wins on St. Patrick's
Day.
Of course.
How could I not?
How could you?
Oh, my God. And you're in green. You missed something.
That's like his third time he's won on St. Patrick's Day.
You're missing something.
What am I missing?
You're wearing green today. Why didn't you wear it yesterday?
This isn't actually green.
Well, it's greenish.
Greenish. Yeah.
It's ish.
Do you guys play the pools for the NCAAs? You guys
yes.
ever do the bracket?
Yeah.
Right. You guys ever win?
I have. I have one.
Have you? What did you win?
I won like $200 or something. It was a small, term.
How would you like to go to Mars?
I don't want to go to Mars.
You don't want to go?
No, I'm happy with Earth.
Well,
the grocery store?
No, not the group, because that's long gone. not that he doesn't have enough to do, because he does, Elon Musk, but apparently X and Uber Eats are launching a March Madness Perfect Bracket Challenge. If you are perfect in the bracket, so what is that, 64 games, whatever, you can win a trip to Mars.
Wow.
On SpaceX. From Elon.
Yeah, okay.
So,
but I think what's a better one is Warren Buffett. Have you heard his $1 million challenge?
It's the same one every year, right?
It's the same
one,
but yeah. He's changing the rules. You used to have to get, what, all 32 games?
Well, no, there's more than that.
I thought it was 32.
You mean in the first round?
Yes.
Okay.
It's first round only.
Oh, okay. All right, go ahead.
That's his challenge. $1 million if you get all 32 in the first round.
Gotcha.
Now he's down to 30. So I think it's 29 or 30. So whoever picks 29 or 30 games could win $1 million.
What is it, stagflation?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't get it. Why is he easing the rules?
Because he wants somebody to win it.
Okay.
Nobody's won it as
he
of
he wants some FaceTime with the media.
He can afford it. So, Gary, we think you're the guy. You might be the guy this year. So I want to see your bracket before you...
Please.
Okay. I think we got to do that.
Okay.
So wait.
Are we
going to
do a bracket here?
Yeah, we're going to do a bracket.
Okay.
So wait, if I win $1 million... Do I have to come to work the next day?
That's entirely up to you.
He says yes.
Yes. Yeah. Well, by the time you pay the government, $600,000 in taxes?
It's
really not all that
much. I guess I'll just have to take the lump sum.
That's right.
Yeah.
Or just take the lumps. Thank you, sir. 6:39, 21 minutes now before the hour of 7 o'clock. You can join us 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680.
Caroline Levitt, the 20-somethinger, whatever she is, she's still like late 20s, 27, 28, the present secretary for the president. Yesterday, she was behind the podium and talked about a couple of topics. One rather profound and the other vaguely silly. This whole auto pen thing, Sean, is very concerning. If Joe Biden did not sign these things as constitutionally required, whether it's the pardons or pieces of legislation, and they're all done by an auto pen, sometimes when he was out of the country, is that stuff valid? I mean, are the pardons valid? And Donald Trump says, no, they are not. And thus, those of you who are given these pardons before the fact, don't count on them being actually real-life pardons before the fact.
The president was raising the point that did the president even know about these pardons? Was his legal signature used without his consent or knowledge? And that's not just the president or me raising those questions, Caitlin. According to the New York Post, there are Biden officials from the previous White House who raised those questions and wondered if the president was even consulted about his legally binding signature being signed onto documents.
Yeah, that's a real question. This is constitutionally something we've never seen before. So what's going to happen is somebody says, well, I got that, you know, like Hunter, I was pardoned for anything I did in the last 10 years. Well, was that signed by AutoPen? Is it legal? Is that valid? Or is he still at risk? What about all the other characters that were given various kinds of pardons for various lengths of time? If they were signed by AutoPen while the guy was in Bimini or something like this, maybe he never even knew about it. And now, with his memory failing, as it clearly has, would he recall whether or not he did?
I think it's a question that everybody in this room should be looking into, because certainly that would propose perhaps behavior if staff members were signing the President of the United States autograph without his consent.
Yeah, that's a big question. Now, Caitlin Collins, the smirker, she said, well, yeah. Have you any proof of that?
Evidence on that he wasn't aware of it?
You're a reporter. You should find out.
I love that. It's just classic.
Oh, my goodness.
And then there's
you sunk my battleship.
Yes, exactly. And then there's this from our friends overseas.
Give us back the Statue of Liberty. We gave it to you as a gift, but apparently you despise it, so it will be fine here with us.
Yeah, Caroline Levitt was asked about that as some French politician of minor sort. And she said, well, are you going to give back the Statue of Liberty?
Absolutely not. And my advice to that unnamed low-level French politician would be to remind them that it's only because of the United States of America that the French are not speaking German right now. So they should be very grateful to our great country.
Dunk.
Yeah.
Dunk. 6:43 right now. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
Don't say dunk. It just causes Chuck to salivate for donuts.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, okay. I'm so sorry. Cheesecake.
She did say off to the side as she walked away from the mic to the Frenchman that they do have a French army rifle that was never fired but dropped once.
Yes.
So, might have a little scarring on it, but they can give them that back. The hell with them. to kiss off. 95 South is slowing now at Moravia Road, and they're all looking at what appears to be just a minor wreck southbound at O'Donnell Street. We started way early at 6 o'clock with a wreck in the left tunnel. That's all it takes to back us up now, and now we're backed up almost back to the split at 95 and 895. So this is now going to be a 25-minute delay trying to get into the Fort McHenry Tunnel. 895 will back up almost now to Pulaski Highway. 20 minutes there, so right now we're in gridlock, even though we're moving lanes just because of a couple of minor things earlier on the southbound side. If you're coming into the convention center, there's a report of a minor wreck on 395 northbound at the traffic light at Conway Street. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather tells us sunny today and warm, 65, much nicer than yesterday. It was windy and chilly yesterday. Right now, clear 34 in Glen Burnie, and it is 33 and clear in Bel Air. Time to head out to the Chuck Wagon. Latest items trending in the food and beverage world. Public service for our listeners. In the name of Butter Bob Johnson.
Steady job, a couple extra potatoes. That's all I want.
Yeah. By the way, today is National Sloppy Joe Day.
Sloppy Joe, Sloppy Joe.
I just thought it'd be a much more effective sandwich if it was named Sloppy Chuck.
Yeah.
You know, Sloppy Joe just doesn't get it for me.
And that way, in the recipe, you could say, make sure you use, you know, ground chuck.
Yes. And so you don't use ground Joe.
No.
You know?
I mean, it tastes like coffee.
Yes, it does. When's the last time you had a Sloppy Joe?
Sometime last year.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead. No, I'm done.
I just made my own Sloppy Joes on Sunday.
Oh, good.
Did you really?
Homemade stuff.
Oh, good stuff. I'd like to get one of those. What do you put in your Sloppy Joes? Chili sauce, ground beef?
Chili sauce, onions, celery, brown sugar, Worcestershire, dry mustard.
Good stuff.
Let it simmer for about 25 minutes. And
give me the recipe. I'd like to try it.
It's good. It really is good. I'll say so myself.
Yeah, Worcestershire sauce.
Yes. Worcestershire.
Worcester. I got some of that Worcester sauce. Shrimp nibblers and fish nibblers are back at White Castle just in time for it's a little bit late, but we're into the Lenten season.
We had a girl, Mayor Rivington, we used to call her that.
Yes.
And was she?
Crumble. Yes, she was. Yes, she was.
Crumble baking new chocolate mint cake featuring Andes. The Andes chocolate mints. Yeah, that looks pretty good.
I like chocolate mint stuff.
Yeah, good stuff. Wendy's is offering a $1 junior bacon cheeseburger or a $1 double stack with purchase deal at your participating Wendy's. This is a lot of March Madness basketball tournament deals now coming out. Domino's is offering a deal. You get a 50% discount on the regular menu price of any pizza that you order online now through March 23rd. Have you ever had a Buzz Ball?
No.
Chuck, have you?
Maybe I did, but I remember I got rid of it pretty quickly.
Yeah. These are ready-to-go cocktails that look like little basketballs, and they're called Buzz Balls. And so this is the time of year when the Buzz Balls come out in great popularity. They're introducing its new Big Blue Buzz Ball, the first-ever drinkable basketball featuring a, it's like a basketball-like texture to the outside of the bottle and can hold up to 116 ounces of liquid.
Huh.
They have Buzz-a-Ball Berry Cherry Limeade is one of those cocktails that I don't know if it's vodka or tequila or whatever's in there. But I'm sure there's a variety. The Big Blue Balls are now on sale at $20. And, Chuck, you can get them at shop.
I'm sorry. Will you repeat that sentence?
The Big Blue Balls are now on sale for $20 exclusive.
I would go in there just to see the reaction to the cashier. Pardon me. Do you have any Big Blue Balls? She says, well, no, but I can walk like that if you like.
Goodness. It's a real thing. I'm not making that up. They're called Buzz Balls. I've actually had one.
Okay, then.
I had the ones that didn't look like basketballs.
Oh, what do they look like?
Yeah. They just look at it, kind of like an orb type thing, a ball.
I put Crew X on mine, it went away.
Thank you very much for that.
I haven't had an update.
Okay. Yes. I don't know if we want that update. Yes, sir.
There's a new wreck, Outer Loop, Providence Road to Lady Valley, already getting a pretty good size backup there, coming into Towson.
All right, very good. Thank you, sir. Appreciate that.
All right.
Off to your big blue balls now.
Thank you. I'll go find them.
6:48, 12 minutes now before the hour of 7 o'clock. So I wanted to pull out my handy-dandy Constitution, because you touched on this thing about, signing the, obviously the bills.
Yeah.
And or the pardons. And look, I think an auto pen is appropriate when you're signing, resolutions that don't carry the weight of being law, or
signing a return letter to somebody.
There's a reason why the auto pen was invented. But let me read to you directly from the Constitution of the United States. Article 1, Section 7 says, every bill which shall have passed the House of Representatives and the Senate shall, before it becomes a law, be presented to the President of the United States. If he approves, he shall sign it.
Period.
There it is. Yeah. If not, he returns it to Congress. If, and of course, this is done in our founding fathers, because at some point in time it's going to be a she, I would imagine.
Yeah.
But if he or she approves of the bill, he or she will sign it. It doesn't say an auto pen. Does not say a machine.
Doesn't say somebody substituting for.
It doesn't say somebody that substitutes for him. He cannot delegate that duty or responsibility. Unless it's the vice president. If the president is incapacitated and he cannot sign it, then the vice president then would have the ability to sign the bill or piece of legislation or whatever. But it does say, so I would think that when Trump says they're null and void, I think he's on to something here.
Yeah, I think in particularly their case where we know that something was signed while he was in St. Croix, I think.
Right. So, six pardons of pretty serious criminals were signed while he was away in St. Croix.
Yeah, which is pretty well outside the Constitution.
We think we know who signed it. We'll share that with you coming up in our mega update. 6:50, the Best of the Morning Drive is available each and every day at WCBM.com. Check it out on our Rumble page, and it's brought to you by the law offices of Michael A. Friedman.
Want the truth about investing in retirement? The stuff Wall Street does not want to tell you? What if there were a strategy to capture significant market gains without the risk of traditional markets? Interested? Bill O'Reilly here. Would you like a retirement strategy that allows you to retire with confidence without the fear of running out of money? Then please talk to Rod Barowi and the Safe Retirement Solutions team. 410-266-1120. 410-266-1120.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
Hey everybody, Charlie Kirk here. Insightful news, commentary, the best guests you can imagine, and also we are diving deep into the issues that matter, the philosophy that is guiding the left, what you can do about it so we can fight to win. So join us every single day where we talk about why the Constitution is the greatest political document ever written, why America's the greatest nation ever to exist, and what the citizen can do to rise against the regime.
The Charlie Kirk Show, weeknights at 7 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Hartford County.
Yeah, hopefully Charlie feels a little better. He was under the weather last night, sick, after he's running all over the country.
Yeah.
Hopefully he gets better, gets back on the air ASAP.
6:52 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Sean, I want to bring you something because, we talk from time to time. We both kind of started out in the music side of this business. And songs today, music today, isn't quite as, I don't know, it's not as substantive as I think it was when we were, doing disc jockey stuff. But even before we were, back in the late 1940s, there were songs that just bespoke romance. And it was so nice to hear them. Like, here's a little touch of just one of them.
I never knew that our romance had ended until you poisoned my food. And I thought it was a lie when you kicked me in the park. But now I think it was rude.
Now, if you were going back to your DJ days at Elliot in the Afternoon, who would you dedicate that song to?
I don't know. I have a couple of ex-wives.
This is going out to Chuck U. Schumer from the Democrat Party.
Yeah, exactly. 6:53 right now. I thought you were just being aloof. Instead, you were throwing me off the roof. Is the next line, by the way.
Wasn't that Nancy Pelosi doing a solo?
Yeah, Chuck Whitaker, traffic and weather on the three.
Singing that to Chuck E. Schumer?
Yes.
Oh, you know it. Heads up on the Beltway now. If you're on the outer loop, all this equipment came on the inner loop. They got off at Providence, and now they're trying to get through the traffic, which is almost dead stop on the outer loop at Providence Road, coming over to a wreck at Delaney Valley Road. Haven't seen the accident yet, but boy, the impact is already here. So we need to think about possibly Joppa Road, Taylor Avenue, Putty Hill, even Seminary from Providence would get you around this area of the Beltway. And I think the inner loop eventually is going to look at it. There's a new minor wreck on the BW Parkway northbound, just north of the Capitol Beltway. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBS.
Hi, I'm Kevin Mawai, Pro Football Hall of Famer. Over the years, my feet, knees, and back were in pain. That's why I turned to Good Feet Arch Supports, relieving pain and keeping me active. Try them for yourself with a free fitting and test walk. Visit goodfeet.com.
All right, it is 6:54, and Weather Channel forecast says sunny today, high of 65. Spring is sprung, and it's going to be here at least maybe a little bit early. I think it's scheduled for, what, Thursday or Friday? I think it's Thursday, the vernal equinox. Senator Minority Leader Steve Hershey issued the following statement on the current evolving status of the B2B sales tax, which Governor Moore said yesterday there'd be no broad B2B tax in the final budget. Quote, in the General Assembly, nothing is ever truly dead until Senate I. While the 2.5% business-to-business tax may be lifeless as proposed, we are waiting to see how this concept may mutate into something potentially worse. We are now hearing that Democrats may charge a higher sales tax for a smaller number of services that will be paid by both businesses and consumers alike. This would not be an improvement. It now forces middle-class Marylanders to pay a new tax for services. Hershey went on to say the General Assembly should refocus its efforts on cuts, making deeper reductions to the blueprint, implementing a state workforce hiring freeze, and right-sizing government before we ask businesses and individual taxpayers for a bailout. End of quote. So that just confirmed my suspicions. By the way, Baltimore County Police has now identified the suspect in the shooting of a Baltimore County police officer, newly obtained court documents on the shootout between the county police and the suspect, now identified as Andrew Britt, which was outside the Wilkins precinct last couple of days.
Yeah.
The 27-year-old now faces several charges, including two counts of attempted first-degree murder. What we now find out, and Britt, by the way, was shot in the legs, according to the charging document. He is still recovering from his wounds. But we find out that they have not revealed what to be the motive yet. But questions are emerging based on Britt's employment and his criminal history. An online search revealed that Andrew Britt is a teacher at Liberty Elementary School in Baltimore City. A spokesperson confirmed Britt has been with the city public schools since December of 22, and he's currently on leave. When they were asked when he was placed on leave, of course, nobody will tell you in the Baltimore City public school system. Investigators confirmed Britt prohibited from possessing a firearm due to a 2021 conviction for possession of a loaded handgun in a vehicle. Why? Here's the question. Why did this conviction not bar Britt from being employed by Baltimore City public schools?
Around a bunch of elementary school kids.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's number one. And number two is, how did he get the gun?
I have a third. Was this a targeted shooting? Was he looking for that particular officer or just an officer?
Well, he shot at an officer and hit the wrong one. He hit the guy that was pumping gas into his patrol car, and he didn't mean, I don't think he meant, it was just in the wrong place, wrong time. So, according to the county police chief, Robert McCullough, this was premeditated. So maybe, did he go in to shoot just cops in general?
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Because he went into the lobby and asked for, I guess, what did he ask for? The desk, sergeant, or whatever the case may be. He must have said something.
Yeah. He went in, talked to the desk sergeant, came back out. There are a lot of questions. Was this a suicide by cop attempt?
Maybe.
Yeah, I mean, you walk into a police station where you know all the policemen are armed, and you walk in, you walk back out, you take a shot, you're surrounded by policemen. I mean, it's damn fortunate it just hit him in the legs.
And the question is,
he'd have been quite dead by now.
Was he hired by the city schools after he was convicted of possession of a loaded handgun in a vehicle? Or did he commit that crime while he was employed? We have to go look at the timeline on that. Speaking of timelines right now, of course, people are really, you know, it's been a double whammy over the last 5 years. You had the COVID pandemic. Some people had pay cuts. Some people lost their jobs. Some people lost their businesses. That puts a strain on your household finances. Then we had 4 years of Joe Biden and the spending and the inflation and the like. And now, of course, you got Donald Trump 58 days in trying to turn things around. Inflation's coming down. There's good news, but right now there are a lot of people that may have had unexpected expenses, medical expenses, business and household expenses, and you're trying to make ends meet and you're living paycheck to paycheck, or you just maybe miscalculated your retirement. A reverse mortgage could be the answer. It could be the vehicle you need for a better financial future. And my good buddy Mark McVeary, DeMatha grad, he'll come out to your house and sit down and talk with you and answer all your questions, because there's, I think, a lot of misconceptions and myths about the reverse mortgage. I know I had questions until Mark was able to clarify and clear them up for me. So he'll do that for you. Just give him a call, 410-788-7070, 410-788-7070 for the federal reverse mortgage. Go to the Reverse Mortgage Answer Man.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Radio 680 WCBN Baltimore.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Israel has renewed its aerial bombardment of the Gaza Strip, saying the goal is to prevent Hamas from rearming and regrouping. So, after a couple of months, the fragile Gaza ceasefire has collapsed. The BBC's Yolande Nell in Jerusalem.
This is Israel saying that it's carrying out preemptive strikes against Hamas to stop it from rearming and from regrouping. We had Israeli officials coming out saying that this was open-ended. It was expected to expand this Israeli military operation, and that the idea is that from now on, the Israeli Prime Minister's office said Israel will act against Hamas with increasing military strength.
After 9 months stuck on board the International Space Station, astronauts Butch Wilmore and Sonny Williams finally on their way back home. They're headed back to Earth aboard a SpaceX capsule, splashed down off the coast of Florida, expected later today. President Trump and Russian President Putin have a phone call today.
The two leaders will talk about ending the Russia-Ukraine war, says White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt.
We've never been closer to a peace deal than we are in this moment, and the president, as you know, is determined to get one done.
The president told reporters he and Putin have a very good chance of bringing the war to an end. Meanwhile, European allies are worried about what kinds of concessions might be made. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton announcing the arrest of a Houston area midwife. Maria Margarita Rojas has been charged with the illegal performance of an abortion, a second-degree felony, as well as practicing medicine without a license. It's a criminal charges filed under the state's near total ban on abortion. On Wall Street, the Dow futures are down 48 points, NASDAQ futures off 64. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Heard me talk about Relief Factor and how so many people enjoy a better, more pain-free life because of it. If you're dealing with everyday pain, it makes sense you'd want to try it first. Well, Relief Factor makes that pretty pain-free, too, with their three-week quick start kit for only $19.95, less than a dollar a day. Relief Factor is a daily supplement that fights pain naturally. Relief Factor doesn't just mask pain temporarily. It helps reduce or eliminate pain. Visit ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF, 800-4-RELIEF for Relief Factor.
Healthcare is complicated. It doesn't have to be. If you don't love how your health insurance works, maybe it's time to leave traditional health insurance behind. Take charge of your healthcare with Christian Healthcare Ministries. CHM offers you flexibility. Enroll anytime, choose your own provider, and select the program that fits your needs and budget. CHM is the original faith-based way of taking care of your medical bill costs. Learn more at chministries.org/wellness.
Good morning. It's 7:03 Tuesday morning on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Chuck Whitaker.
This is going to be a big problem on the Topside Beltway in Towson. The wreck occurred on the outer loop between Delaney Valley Road and Providence Road. That's where it started. The inner loop also has some activity on the opposite side. So right now, the inner loop is going to back up towards 83. The outer loop is going to back up all the way back towards Hartford Road and even beyond. So right now, the inner loop is faring a little bit better, getting traffic by. But the outer loop, I don't see a lot of traffic moving right now. Hang on a second. And it looks like the backup, like I say, is going to go back to at least Hartford Road. So Seminary Avenue, outside the Beltway, that's good. You go up Providence, hit Seminary, Joppa Road, Taylor Avenue, Putty Hill, getting off the Beltway. You're not going to go anywhere right now, anytime soon, on the outer loop, at least coming over from Hartford Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Perfect weather to spend some time outside today and tomorrow. Plenty of sunshine, warmer weather, 65 this afternoon. Tomorrow, close to 70. Thursday, we do have some rain, but it holds off until the afternoon. 68 Thursday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Right at Dundalk, 38 degrees. Hunt Valley, also 38. On Talk Radio 680 WCBM, good morning. It's 7:04, I'm Bruce Elliott, and now the news continues on the morning drive with Casey and Elliott. Governor Wes Moore says a broad business-to-business tax will not happen in the state of Maryland. Speaking to reporters yesterday, the governor was asked about a proposed 2.5% tax on services that businesses perform for each other. Moore said his priority is to grow the state's economy and private sector, and that's why the plan would not be included in any budget he would sign. Opponents of the tax say it would place an undue burden on many businesses, and the costs, of course, ultimately would be passed along to consumers. One of the suspects arrested in the Brooklyn Homes mass shooting has entered a plea in connection with the July 2023 incident on Gretna Court. Tristan Jackson will be sentenced on April 29th after pleading guilty to second-degree assault, use of a firearm, and crime of violence, conspiracy to commit first-degree assault, and being a minor in possession of a firearm. According to the charging documents, surveillance video showed Jackson shooting at several people. Two people killed, 28 injured in the shooting. No one has been charged in the murders of 18-year-old Aliyah Gonzalez and 20-year-old Kaius Fagbemi. The Howard County Office of Emergency Management will be testing the Ellicott City Safe and Sound Alert today. Be aware of that. 9:30 this morning it all starts. The entire system will be tested, including activations of the several silent tests, flash flood warnings, and all clear messages. Once all the testing is finished, there will be a voice message saying, "This concludes the testing," but be aware there will be testing starting at 9:30 this morning. And Maryland Attorney General Brown says two leaders of violent crime organization in Baltimore have been sentenced to jail. James Brunson and Eric Hudson headed up the drug trafficking organization that was operating in the Shipley Hill, Booth Boyd, and Fayette Street neighborhoods. Brunson, 20 years in prison, the first 15 suspended in favor of 3 years of supervised probation. Brunson will serve the first 5 years without the possibility of parole. Hudson sentenced to 25 years, the first five to be served without the possibility of parole. And all 33 people have been charged for their roles in the organization. 7:06, next, Steinle Sports.
Attention hunters, outdoor enthusiasts, and sportsmen. The Sassafras River Ducks Unlimited and Galena Volunteer Fire Company present the third annual Sportsmen's Bash. Saturday, April 12th at 90 East Cross Street, Galena, Maryland. Doors open at 11:30 a.m. with 28 prizes on the main ticket, 50-50 cash prizes, assorted gun raffle tables, and more. Enjoy raw oysters, pit beef, mac and cheese, plus cold draft beer and a cash bar. Tickets to attend are just $65. Raffle-only tickets, just $35. Both types of tickets also get you a one-year membership to Ducks Unlimited. You don't have to be present to win. Get your tickets now. www.ducks.org/Maryland/events. That's www.ducks.org/Maryland/events. See you there. Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Ravens left tackle Ronnie Stanley met the media yesterday via Zoom, revealing to reporters some of the reasons that he re-upped with Baltimore, including the opportunity to tend to some unfinished business.
We've broken so many records last however many years. I don't think we really care about it, to be honest, especially guys that have been here. I think the only thing we really care about is winning a Super Bowl. So, yeah, all that other stuff for sure is nice and all, but, yeah, definitely unfinished business. I don't think anyone's really happy.
Wearing their green St. Paddy's Day hats yesterday, the Orioles blasted the Red Sox in Fort Myers. Pounding out 16 hits and a 12-3 win. Three Orioles were hit by pitches in the game, with Kobe Mayo being taken out of the game for precautionary measures. Brandon Hyde after the game.
Everybody that came out of the game that got hit, they're okay. It's we took them out for precaution. At this point, soft tissue stuff, and so they're going to be sore tonight, but we'll reevaluate tomorrow. But it should be fine. All those guys.
The three were Mayo, Louis Vasquez, and Enrique Bradfield. And finally, Maryland head coach Kevin Willard preparing for the NCAA is proud of what they're building down there in College Park.
I love our culture. I love our work ethic. I love that there's so many kids that want to come play for us.
Maryland and Grand Canyon Friday at 4:35 in Seattle. Coming up at 7:35, a University of Michigan baseball player celebration goes foul. And that is Stein on Sports.
Want the truth about investing in retirement? The stuff Wall Street does not want to tell you? What if there were a strategy to capture significant market gains without the risk of traditional markets? Interested? Bill O'Reilly here. Would you like a retirement strategy that allows you to retire with confidence without the fear of running out of money? Then please talk to Rod Barowi and the Safe Retirement Solutions team. 410-266-1120. 410-266-1120.
Take WCBM wherever you go. Listen on 680 WCBM, WCBM.com, on the WCBM mobile app, or tell Alexa, Siri, or Google to play WCBM. It's free. Listen live or on demand to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Welcome back. This is The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hour two, The Morning Drive. Good morning. We are The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. I'm Bruce Elliott. Sean Casey along as well. I've known Jeff Courier for a very long time, longer than both of us, I guess, would like to acknowledge. Jeff is down in New Orleans. Just keeps saying, first of all, Jeff, congratulations on learning how to tie a tie. That's very impressive. I saw that, and I think, well, I'm now very impressed. You've moved from doing ringside politics to now being the general manager of a radio station down there, a news talk station. You're very, very good at what you do. You also write very well. I came across a piece by you in townhall.com. Why the silence about the slaughter in Syria? Now, I have my own theory about why, Jeff, but why do you think the swamp media in this country are so hesitant to cover a genocide of Christians in Syria?
Well, I mean, just from, and Bruce, thanks for having me. It seems like this has been going on for a while, and I've seen it for years now. When Christians are slaughtered, no matter where it is, it doesn't seem to generate much coverage. And in Syria, of course, Assad, being a dictator, obviously, but someone who protected Christians, he was viewed as evil, had to be removed, and after 14 years, he finally was. And now, after lots of folks in the international community, EU, et cetera, in the UK, celebrated, we see these continual slaughter going on. And I wrote about this last week, Bruce, but it's continued since then. And it's getting very little attention. I'm so glad you're talking about it today with me. And it's just very frustrating because I see this as a pattern that continues where we have to get rid of, quote, dictators, and then dictators are removed, and then the situation goes from bad to worse. And I just wish, we'd have a different approach to dealing with these countries.
Yeah, Jeff?
Jeff, this is Sean Casey. You mentioned word pattern, and I think that pretty much sums it up. The CIA, the Uniparty, the neocons out there, we've seen this playbook before, whether it's Hussein and Gaddafi, and, right. And now with Assad, it's the same thing. It's deja vu all over again.
I know, and I would love for these warmongers, however you want to call them, neocons, to focus the energy and attention on our country, because we've got enough problems here that we need to address, as opposed to creating problems worldwide. I guess it's all about controlling governments and making sure that, you know, we have someone in place that, you know, we control. Problem is that we don't. I mean, let's look at Saddam Hussein. We toppled him, and now the government there is very close to Iran, who is viewed as the foremost benefactor of terrorism. Libya just is a total catastrophe. And Gaddafi, prior to being taken out, was someone who had been cooperative. And then Assad, not considered someone who's a Boy Scout by any means, but someone that did protect Christians there and somewhat held the country together. Now you're going to have regional conflicts. You're going to have continual bloodshed there, and it's been happening in recent days. Just to let everyone know, I mean, the leadership there in Syria is a terrorist organization. The person in charge is someone that we had a $10 million reward for his capture, and then the Biden administration just sort of swept that under the rug last December. So we could, quote-unquote, work with this person.
Yeah.
He's a terrorist.
Jeff, I'm going to post your piece on the Bruce and Brennan Facebook. I would highly recommend folks you take a look at it. Why the silence about the slaughter in Syria and the swamp media. I guess if it's just Christians who are being slaughtered, there's no interest in covering the story. Jeff Croyer, as always, thanks for your time. You and I will talk again down the road, okay?
Thank you so much.
Thanks, bud. Appreciate it. 7:13 right now. Traffic weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
All right, so most of the lanes are open again. Outer loop between Providence Road and Delaney Valley Road, so they've gotten that progress underway, and we're starting to move traffic once again. The inner loop, same situation there, starting to loosen up a little bit, but that's the good news. The bad news is we're backed up over towards 83 on the inner loop. The outer loop backup goes all the way back to Hartford Road. So you have several options: Joppa Road, Taylor Avenue, Putty Hill, even Northern Parkway if you're going west as an option, Seminary Avenue outside the Beltway, another option. But if you get right here to Providence Road, you can just go ahead and ride it out. They're making better pace right now as you're heading over eventually towards 83. Both the tunnels still hurting from some earlier problems southbound. The lanes are open, but there are delays on 95 and 895 south. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather Channel says sunny today, 65. It's clear in 34 in Columbia, 33 in Owings Mills. Time for our MAGA movement updates.
From this moment on, America's decline is over. For American citizens, January 20th, 2025 is Liberation Day.
President Trump on Truth Social yesterday saying, "Let nobody be fooled. The hundreds of attacks being made by Houthi, the sinister mobsters and thugs based in Yemen who are hated by the Yemeni people, are emanating from and are created by Iran. Any further attack or retaliation by the Houthis will be met with great force. There is no guarantee that force will stop there. Iran has played the innocent victim of rogue terrorists from which they've lost control, but they have not lost control. They're dictating every move, giving them the weapons, supplying them with money, highly sophisticated military equipment, and even so-called intelligence. Every shot fired by the Houthis will be looked upon from this point forward as being a shot fired from the weapons and leadership of Iran, and Iran will be held responsible and suffer the consequences, and those consequences will be dire. We've already sunk an Iranian ship in that part of the world as things begin to get very interesting, and two other flat tops now steaming their way to join the Harry Truman in that part of the world. So
something's happening.
Something is a-coming. Yesterday on Air Force One, President Trump was asked about the pardons that were signed by Otto Penn.
Decision. That'll be up to a court. But I would say that they're null and void, because I'm sure Biden didn't have any idea that it was taking place. And somebody was using an auto pen to sign off and to give pardons.
He says they're null and void, in his opinion, and the Constitution would agree. Although the president must sign the legislation or pardon, it is now focusing in on Neera Tanden, progressive secretary under Biden, might be the aide that used the auto pen to sign these pardons. She was the president of the Center for American Progress, left-leaning think tank that has championed progressive policy. She's doubling down, saying, well, you know, better look at Trump. He signed a bunch of stuff via auto pen. Might that void some in his administration and the last? Because there's a lot of auto pen in every administration. Yeah. That's true, but what is being signed by auto pen should be the focus. As to another big announcement regarding some long-awaited files to be released today.
But while we're here, I thought it would be appropriate. We are tomorrow announcing and giving all of the Kennedy files. So people have been waiting for decades for this, and I've instructed my people that are responsible, lots of different people, put together by Tulsi Gabbard, and that's going to be released tomorrow. We have a tremendous amount of paper. You've got a lot of reading. I don't believe we're going to redact anything. I said, just don't redact. You can't redact. But we're going to be releasing the JFK files, and that would be tomorrow. Do you have anything else to add to that, Carolyn? So that's a big announcement. They've been waiting for that for decades. Then I said during the campaign I'd do it, and I'm a man of my word. So tomorrow you have the JFK files. What time will they be released? Tomorrow afternoon. Okay.
Have you seen what's in the files?
I've heard about them.
Was there anything interesting?
It's going to be very interesting.
Was there an executive summary supplied to you, Mr. President?
No, I'm not doing summaries. You'll write your own summaries. It's many pages. Is it 80,000 pages? Approximately 80,000 pages. So it's a lot of stuff. And you'll make your own determination.
The JFK files to be released sometime today, 80,000 pages. And boy, we're going to take some time getting through those. They're still sorting through Epstein files we hear. There's RFK files, MLK files, UFOs, UAPs, whatever. So stay tuned. Trump and Putin, they're going to talk today. They're trying to bring the Ukraine war to an end. They're going to discuss territorial concessions, nuclear power plant control, maybe even biolabs in those discussions. Russia wants Crimea, and we'll see if that happens.
Because they want a port.
Yeah, they want that Black Sea port there. Trump has announced a new West Point Board of Visitors packed with America First Patriots, including General Michael Flynn and Steve Bannon's daughter, Maureen Bannon, going to be on the West Point board there. And Trump has effectively stripped Secret Service protection from Ashley and Hunter Biden. While Hunter Biden was vacationing in South Africa, he had 18 people on his detail. 18 people, no longer. That's day 58, the golden age of America.
We will not be conquered. We will not be intimidated. We will not be broken. And we will not fail. From this day on, the United States of America will be a free, sovereign, and independent nation. We will stand bravely. We will live proudly. We will dream boldly. And nothing will stand in our way because we are Americans. The future is ours. And our golden age has just begun.
7:21, Stephen Friedman joins us from the law offices of Michael A. Friedman. Good morning, Stephen.
Hey, Sean. Good morning. How you guys doing?
We are fine, sir. Thank you.
All right. So last time I was the one, I talked about a horrific auto crash. I represented the plaintiff, a 60-year-old female. I'm going to go through the facts again and then bring you up to date on exactly how the case resolved. So this crash happened years ago, I-95 southbound, Baltimore County area, White Marsh area. My client's coming home from Cecil County. She's in the slow lane. It's storming. It's dark out. She's coming around a turn and smashes into a vehicle that's ultimately parked in the slow lane. She's then smashed in the rear by a tractor trailer. Horrific injuries. Again, it's a miracle that she survived. She's taken to shock trauma. She undergoes really a couple years of medical treatment, lots of broken bones. I immediately hired an accident reconstructionist who basically said there was no way she could have seen this vehicle coming around this turn, being that it was storming, being that it was dark out. So he was on our side, and after she completed her medical treatment, we sent in all the list of specials to the defendants insurance company. The defendant was a service trucking company. The service truck was out to fix a tractor trailer that had been broken down on the side of the road. They denied liability, stating that my client was at fault. She was contributory negligent. And as we know in Maryland, if you're a plaintiff and you're deemed to be 1% at fault, you're completely barred from any money recovery. We're one of only three states that has this ridiculous standard, but it always, unfortunately, rears its ugly head. So we filed a lawsuit, and I knew that I wanted to depose this defendant tow truck driver. I really felt confident that after getting some information out of him, hopefully that could put us in a good position to settle. So we were able to take the young man's deposition, and it turned out he was only 18 years old. He was only on the job for 1 month, basically no training. When he came out to try to fix this 18-wheeler on 95, he had no flares, he had no cones, he had really no warning devices other than a brake light. So after that deposition, it was so important for us that finally the defense settled the case for a really good six-figure amount. But that deposition was vital for us. So we keep fighting until our clients get the best result possible, folks. So if you've been in any type of auto accident, give us a call. 410-363-6848. And don't forget to get your auto accident checklist card. You can do that by either calling our office or going to maflaw.com. It's really important for everyone to have in their vehicle. So that's it for this week. Have a terrific week, and we will talk to you next Tuesday.
Thank you, Stephen. Appreciate it. Law Office is Michael A. Friedman, and you can check them out at maflaw.com or call 1-800-782-7203.
7:23 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, Chuck Whitaker.
All right, the Beltway there through Towson still slow. We had the big wreck that everything was blocked there for a while. Outer loop between Providence Road and Delaney Valley Road. Moving traffic again, still slow right there at the scene. Might still have a trooper doing some work at the scene. So that backup is still there, and you'll have delays coming over from the normal delays in Parkville through that area. The inner loop is still slow. Underneath York Road does get better after Providence Road. The west side, normal delays are there, and you're stacked up from 795 down the hill towards Frederick Road. Both the harbor tunnels are still reporting delays. We started off early this morning with a couple of problems southbound, and both the harbor tunnels have not yet recovered totally, so heavy traffic there. And we just cleared a broken down vehicle that was at the ramp from I-95 southbound, was partially blocking the ramp at Route 32, and now that looks a little better through there towards Howard County. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather Channel says sunny today with a high of 65, and overnight temperatures will be in the low to mid 40s. Tomorrow sunshine, high could reach 70, and then some scattered showers could return Thursday afternoon with a high of 68. And right now we're looking at 35 degrees in the city under sunny skies, and it is 34 in Glen Burnie. Coming up at 7:35, the most important election of 2025. We'll also take a look at the border battle towards the end of the hour. But I just wanted to spend some time talking about our guest.
Yes.
and his topic here.
Yep.
So on 10/7, we saw what Hamas did. Yep. Going into Israel, horrifically, brutally murdering innocent men, women, and children, babies, etc. And the world was shocked and stunned, and the world cried out in pain and in defiance that Hamas must be dealt with. Years later, we're still dealing with Hamas. Israel has now ended the ceasefire. They've gone back into Hamas. They're hitting their infrastructure, going after to eliminate Hamas leaders. Why? Because they still, after all this time, have not turned over hostages, whether they are alive. I think, frankly, unfortunately, sadly, most are dead. But they won't return over the bodies because they're using those bodies as leverage to get with them. Hamas must be eliminated. But now we have what's happening in Syria, where Bashar al-Assad was a horrible man, like his father Hafez al-Assad. And this al-Qaeda leader is now taken over. The HTS terrorist, and they went on a purge of Christians, of Alawites, of Druze, of other minorities in Syria, and they've killed 1,000, roughly the same amount of people killed on 10/7. They now, I don't know if
this
they're taking,
is systemic.
But they're not taking hostages.
No,
the videos of coming out of Syria are brutal. The mass graves, the wholesale murder of innocent men, women, and children, Christian minorities, you know, shot, tortured, whatever the case may be, and the world doesn't utter a peep.
Yeah, it's interesting. UK Parliament member Andrew Rosendale, talking about what was going on there, he compared it to October 7, and he said that, and I'm going to quote him, nothing less than a brutal crime against humanity. Alawite Muslims, Christians, Druze, other minorities are being hunted down, tortured, and murdered in cold blood, and he blamed the barbaric jihadist terrorists. And meanwhile, the West shrugs. We look away. We don't want to see this.
But you know what the West is doing? The West, including the CIA, which I believe planted this stuff, they're saying this is pro-Assad forces that are committing these heinous, atrocious acts because they didn't like the way Assad was toppled and run out of the country. So they're completely ignoring the al-Qaeda component here. Look, the CIA under Obama and to some extent Bush, but more Obama and Biden, they this whole thing. Remember, Hillary had to take Gaddafi down, and remember the Benghazi? Remember all of that? You reap what you sow. Libya's a mess. Iraq is a mess under the Bushies, and so on and so forth. And now Syria has become a mess, and now we've got Iran to deal with, and so on and so forth. Tulsi Gabbard saw it. She predicted it.
She did. And got blamed for somehow cooperating with the Russians because she wanted to find what the hell was going on over there.
She saw exactly. Yep. She goes, look, Assad is no friend of mine, but be careful who you put in place. We don't want al-Qaeda. We don't want ISIS
types. That's who we have.
And that's exactly what they have. And they hate Christians. They hate Jews and other minorities like the Alawites.
More than hate. They're perfectly glad to kill you if you happen to be one of them.
It's unreal. And thank God we have the grown-ups in charge now. Vinny Steele, speaking of grown-ups, is going to really, your home sold guarantee realty company. He's got all sorts of programs when it comes to selling your home. No games. These are no gimmicks. These are just actual programs that work when it comes to selling your home. He's got a database of tens of thousands of people ready, willing, and able to purchase your home so that before you even list it, it may be sold. There's the Trade Your Home program where it's like you would a car. You trade in your car for a new car or another car, whatever. Same thing for homes. Vinny has got all the details. There's the Sell Your Home, Stay in Your Home program that works for up to 12 months. That takes a lot of pressure off having to try to time the sale of your home. And again, Vinny's got all the crucial details on that program, as well as the Fixer Upper program. A lot of people realize their home needs work, but they don't want to spend a fortune in fixing up their home and ready to put it on the market. Vinny can help you there as well. So call Vinny today, 410-709-7515. Once you sign on the dotted line, your home is guaranteed to sell. 7:30, time for the latest news headlines, and once again, here's Bruce.
Thank you, Sean. Baltimore County Police have charged the suspect accused of shooting an officer outside a Wilkins precinct last week. 27-year-old Andrew Britt is facing multiple charges, including two counts of attempted first-degree murder, and remains held without bond. Maryland State Police investigating a deadly two-vehicle crash in Carroll County. Accident happened about 2 p.m. on Sunday afternoon. Route 97 north of Liberty, a 78-year-old Richard Snyder of Westminster was taken to a hospital. Unfortunately, he later died. The other driver, a Baltimore woman who was injured and taken to shock trauma for treatment, the state police crash team leading the investigation. Once it is complete, the findings will be submitted to the Carroll County State's Attorney's Office for a determination of charges. Three people have been arrested in connection with an alleged kidnapping in Harford County. Maryland State Police say troopers were called to Conowingo Road in Darlington on the morning of March 10 for a report of a man with his hands bound behind his back running down the middle of the road. The victim told troopers he had been assaulted and held captive. He managed to escape when he was left unattended. A state police later arrested Charles Cochran, Grace Johnson, and Leland Lewis, and they face various charges that include false imprisonment, first and second degree assault, and kidnapping. And Baltimore police investigating a Monday afternoon shooting in the city's Northern District. Officers called to the 4700 block of Alhambra Avenue for a report of a shooting at around 4:30 p.m. yesterday. They found the victim with multiple gunshot wounds. Victim was taken to the hospital. No report on or update on his condition or on the extent of his injuries. Coming up on 7:32 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Next, WCBM traffic and weather on the threes.
Hey, attention, Maryland business owners. Did you know that you've been paying buying into a program that can upgrade your lighting for free. Now, it's called Empower Maryland, and if you don't use it, you lose it. Now, every month, your electric bill includes a small charge that funds energy-saving upgrades, and now you can claim your share to replace any bulb or fixture with new energy-efficient LED fixtures at zero cost to you. Here's how it works. If we can reduce your energy use by 30% or more, you qualify for a 100% free lighting upgrade, whether you own an office, a church, or even a government building. And these LEDs, they last up to 20 years. Now, last year alone, we completed 424 projects, saving Maryland businesses thousands of dollars. So don't miss out. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. No job is too big or too small. Call now. Start saving today.
Pick three lottery number was 260. Your pick four is 6173. And now it's 7:33. Traffic and weather on the threes with Chuck Whitaker.
It's anywhere from 25 to 30 minute delays right now. Southbound at both harbor tunnels. Earlier problems were just never recovered. And now we're backed up on 95 all the way back beyond Moravia Road. As you're coming down from Chesico Avenue, City County Line, it starts there. 895 now is backed up to the ramp at Moravia Road. And there from Moravia Road to the Old Harbor Tunnel and through that tunnel. Again, we're looking at 25 to 30-minute delays. Beltway still hurting from earlier problems, Parkville to Towson. Some slowing through Greenspring. The west side is solid from 795 all the way down through Frederick Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Perfect weather to spend some time outside today and tomorrow. Plenty of sunshine, warmer weather, 65 this afternoon. Tomorrow, close to 70. Thursday, we do have some rain, but it holds off until the afternoon. 68 Thursday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Need new blinds? At Blinds.com, we offer guaranteed low prices, guaranteed satisfaction, free samples, and free shipping. At Blindster, we take the fear out of ordering custom blinds, shades, and shutters so you can do it yourself and save big. Blindster.com.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
At 735, sports is brought to you by Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. Locker room culture played a big part in Ronnie Stanley's decision to stay in Baltimore. The Ravens and the big left tackle last week agreed to a three-year, $60 million deal. Yesterday, Stanley on one of the biggest reasons, other than that, why he stayed.
My decision to come back, I think the players for sure had the biggest role to doing that. The locker room and the type of players that we have, including Lamar.
Stanley going on to say that he and Lamar talk often, but generally not about contract stuff. Meanwhile, Pat Ricard telling the NFL Network why he re-upped with Baltimore.
So I feel like the way Baltimore uses me, it felt like, you know, this is like the best team that I could possibly be on. And it's the only team I've been on, and, you know, and it's, I'm very happy with the deal that didn't stay.
Very few teams even use a fullback in the NFL anymore. To baseball we go, where the MLB regular season has actually already begun in Japan. Cubs and Dodgers with a two-game Japan trip. It's called the MLB World Tour, and right now they're tied 1-1 in the fifth. Shohei Ohtani DHing in the game, and he is 1-for-3 at the bat. O's opener in Toronto is still 9 days away. Home opener on the 31st against the Red Sox, who they faced yesterday in Fort Myers.
Right back up the middle. That's a base hit. Sanchez will score and tie the game. It's 3-3 in the sixth inning. Second hit of the afternoon for VMIL Machines.
Ben Wagner with the call on the MLB feed. A name to remember is VML Machine. Having a tremendous spring. What a great name, by the way. Having a tremendous spring for Baltimore, and depending on injuries, an outside shot at actually making the opening day roster. 16-for-38, batting .421 in the spring. O's batter of the Red Sox yesterday, no pun intended, 12-3 the final. And finally, University of Michigan infielder Mitch Voit apologized for his celebration yesterday that imitated snorting cocaine following a triple in Sunday's 11-0 win over USC, calling it a, quote, immature decision in the heat of the moment. With the Wolverines leading 2-0 in the second inning, Voit hit a basis-clearing triple and slid into third base head-first. He then mocked snorting the chalk of the third base line in a manner similar to how one would snort cocaine. Very immature. Time now is 7:37. When we return, doing it for the money.
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
I'm pretty sure I understand why they're doing it, but can you imagine, just for a minute, the NFL playing a regular season opener in London while the preseason games are still going on in America?
No.
No. Can you imagine the NBA?
I don't imagine anybody, right, except Major League Baseball is doing it right now.
They are, and the biggest reason, of course, is because Japan is a hotbed for baseball in general. Shohei Ohtani is the hottest player in the world. He is Japanese. The Dodgers are the only team that could probably pull this off by going to Japan and having 50,000 people.
Why couldn't they wait till the end of spring training? Yeah.
Well, because then you've got the two teams, the Dodgers and the Cubs, who are out there having the jet lag, having a come back. They'd have to take probably a week off. I mean, that's what's going to happen.
Well,
they're going to play these two games, and then they're going to be off for like 3 or 4 days until the regular season begins next week. I mean, they may play a couple more exhibition games, but they are going to take some time off.
These count.
Today and tomorrow. It's 1-1 in the fifth.
Wow.
So that's what Major League Baseball is. And this isn't new. They've been doing it for a couple years now. But, again, Shohei, the world, So, anyway, that's what they're doing.
Bad president, I think.
I don't think it's great.
Do you know, by the way, the virtual, every time he gives a baseball score, it's always the fifth he's going for?
Yeah. Well,
Is something going on here?
The fifth.
Oh, that kind of fifth.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Sure.
Or he may be,
not the other
one. Using the fifth for inspiration.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking,
right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hmm. Bottom of the fifth.
All right.
Drink the whole thing?
Right to the bottom.
All right. Thanks, Gary. That is an interesting Major League Baseball development. Today might be starts the most important election of 2025. Today, early voting begins in Wisconsin. The Wisconsin Supreme Court race between Attorney General Brad Schimmel, now a Waukesha County judge, and progressive leftist Judge Susan Crawford of Dane County. And the Democrats hope that if Judge Crawford is elected, they can use the court's 4-3 liberal majority to overturn state laws, including Act 10, and then they would also get into redistricting some of these Republican seats. Right now, the breakdown in Wisconsin is 6-2 Republican. The left, if they win this seat in the Supreme Court today, they're hoping they could, at the very minimum, neutralize it 4-4 and perhaps even gain a 5-3 advantage in the Wisconsin state legislature. Now, what does that do to the House in 2026? Well, what it would do is that it would take the 217-213 margin, and the worst-case scenario, it's 216-214 Democrats. You lose the gavel.
Yeah.
Trump loses the House. Or it could end up in a tie, based on Wisconsin, at 215, and that's pretty much the same thing. You can't advance your agenda. You have a coalition type of government. So this race, which now Elon Musk and George Soros are pouring millions of dollars into Wisconsin. It's a spring election. People don't show up for spring elections. It's an off-year election, which is even worse. And I think President Trump needs to take this seriously. I think President Trump needs to make a visit to Wisconsin, a rally, now. Within the next, because early voting has begun.
It's begun already.
Now, I know he's busy. There's a lot on his plate. But this is crucial to the Trump agenda. And let's face it, with mail-in ballots in Wisconsin, I don't trust it. I don't trust it at all. This to me, is the most important election that we're going to see in quite some time. I know there's a governor for Virginia, Winsome Sears, is running there. I think Jersey has a gubernatorial election. And again, Democrat ground game is hard to beat. We beat it in Pennsylvania because we had people like Scott Pressler and Charlie Kirk and others. Now, Scott Pressler is out in Wisconsin. Charlie Kirk has been in Wisconsin. Mm-hmm. And so I think that we as Republicans and MAGA types and conservatives, we need to do
whatever we can in this race to help Judge Schimmel come out on top, because if not, we're going to lose our competitive edge in 26.
Yeah. The idea, by the way, in springtime, it's still pretty cold out there right now. But when is the actual election day? And if early voting has started now, how long do they have early voting? Do you know offhand?
I don't. I'm thinking it's 3 weeks. I'll get the exact election day for you.
Because this is the time of the year you're putting your dock in. They pull the docks out completely, typically. Yeah, you're putting your dock in. You may be doing a little bit of early season fishing. Walleye are good this time of year. And so, I mean, there are other things.
That April 1st.
Yeah, April 1st. Well, that's not all that long from now.
April 1st. Yeah. So there you have it.
Yeah.
So what is that next?
Week and a half.
Yeah.
Week and a half. Yeah.
So
it's 18th now.
Right. So I'm telling you, this is a crucial race, because this is why the Democrats are pouring millions, if not billions, of dollars into Wisconsin, because this is how they think they're going to thwart the Trump agenda. Mm-hmm. We're going to take the House. We're going to get this Supreme Court seat. We're going to then redistrict. Now, the two seats in question, Derek Van Orden, he's the former military guy. He only won his race by 3 points. And Republican Brian Stile, he won by 10 points. A little tougher there. So that's what they plan on doing. We're going to get in. We're going to redistrict these races. Just as what's-her-name did, Protasiewicz, the last Supreme Court judge that made it, did the same thing. She ran on the state legislative maps were rigged. And I don't know if Judge Crawford has made public comments, which would be a judicial misconduct. But I don't think you can count on that in the state of Wisconsin. So everything is up for grabs in Wisconsin here over the next week and a half. And people better wake up and do whatever they can to help get Judge Schimmel, drag him across the line.
743 right now, Talk Radio 680, WCBM. We do need a contestant for Choose Your Fake News. A telephone number 410 WCBM 680. First, though, Chuck Whitaker, traffic and weather on the threes.
And brought to you as a service of Bernie's Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex, I-97 southbound. We finally got a chance to come down, take a look at that. Normal delay is right there, and then they're fighting the bright sunshine through that area down to the bridge at 178. So plan accordingly. Finally, we get down to I-97, and that ramp is clear. And then the traffic between the Bay Bridge, the Seven River Bridge, and I-97, all the lanes are open. Beltway still hurting from the earlier problem between Delaney Valley Road and Providence Road. That's probably not going to recover, but still going to stay slow on both sides of the Beltway. The inner loop at Green Springs, 795 to Frederick Road on the west side. JFX has not had a problem, but we started early this morning with a number of problems at both the harbor tunnels, and we're still hurting there on 95 and 895 southbound, moving south from the city-county line. It's not too early to think about a spring tune-up for your vehicle. Change your oil, refresh your coolant system, rotate your tires. Get it all done by the experts at Bernie's Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. We'll talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hey, WCBM weather channel forecast is shaping up like this. Sunny today at a high of 65, and overnight will be in the mid-40s, sunny and 70 tomorrow. Parkville right now, sunny skies, 35. It is 36 in Arnold. Time to choose your fake news. Three stories, one of which is not true. Identify the fake news story, and you will be the winner, our contestant today, Jeffrey in Baltimore. Good morning, Jeffrey.
Hey, Jeffrey.
Hi, good morning. How are you?
We're good, and you want to go first, second, third, or last?
I'll go last to take advantage of the stage advice of the staff members there.
All right. Yeah. And our prize today, we've got WCBM 100th anniversary coffee mug and a T-shirt for you if you are correct. So here are your stories. Story number one, new book out by an Axios reporter called Revenge, the inside story of Trump's return to power. It claims in a bombshell report that Trump offered once rising MAGA star his bed aboard Air Force One and told her not to tell Melania. The rising MAGA star is Congresswoman Anna Paulina Luna. Story two. The mother of a girl attending an Illinois middle school said after her daughter refused to change her clothes in front of a biological boy who identified as a transgender girl, school officials stepped in and forced her to do so.
It happened to a 13-year-old girl and other girls at the Shepherd Middle School in Illinois. In story three, the governor of Washington has signed a law, a bill into law, that legally defines the number of genders in that state. The bill clearly defines over 20 different genders, including male, female, binary, non-binary, cisgender, transgender, gender fluid, asexual, bisexual, etc., and has now been codified into law in the state of Washington. All right, story one. A book claims that a pregnant Anna Paulina Luna was offered Trump's bed. Story two. Illinois school staff watched to ensure girls changed in front of a trans boy. Or story three, the governor of Washington officially signing in all these kinds of genders in the state of Washington. All right, we'll start with Chuck this morning.
All right, now let me clarify. She was pregnant on the plane.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
She would have also been pregnant if she were on the ground.
I don't think I was addressing you, Mr. Elliott.
Okay, Mr. Whitaker.
Hell, I don't know. They all sound bad to me. I'll go one.
All right. Chuck goes for story number one. Kristen?
Well, I don't know if the story is true or it was taken out of context, but I'm sure an Axios writer would write that, so I think that part is true. And I guess I could see the state of Washington, everybody's trying to out-radicalize each other. I'm going to say two, because I hope that's a fake story.
Kristen goes for story two. Bruce?
Sadly, I think story two is probably true in today's world. And story one, I think, is probably true. I'm going to guess story number three is fake news.
Bruce votes for three, and Jeff in downtown Baltimore.
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead. I'm going to go with Chuck this time because I think two and three are crazy enough to be true. And I'm going to go with number one.
All right, Jeff goes for story number one. Story number two, the Illinois school staff watching and ensure girls change in front of the trans-identifying boy. That is a true story. Yeah, that's getting ugly out there. And story one, the Axios new book out claims that Anna Paulina Luna was offered Trump's bed while she was aboard Air Force One, and not to tell Melania. That part of the story is true. It's a true story because Anna Paulina Luna has come out and said she was pregnant. She wasn't feeling good. Trump, being a gentleman, offered her his bed aboard Air Force One to lay down in front of her husband. And this has all been taken completely out of context. So that is a true story. Story number three is our fake news story of the day. No codifying all those genders in the state of Washington.
Bruce.
Yeah, but Bruce won.
Yeah.
I know. And Jeff, I'm giving him accolades.
Oh, that's the way you give accolades?
Really?
Wow.
A whole new way of giving accolades.
Bruce.
Jeff, thanks anyway for listening and playing the game. Appreciate that.
I have a quick update, if you don't mind.
Go right ahead.
If you're in this wreck, 895 at the end of the ramp at Moravia Road.
Can you imagine? This driver reporter. If you're in this wreck, and I'm not,
I'm nowhere near the damn thing. I'm 952 miles away from it.
All right, Chuck, thanks. We'll see you in a couple.
Okay.
Coming up next, more on the border as things continue to really improve at our southern border. At 7:50, you're on the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
Is your wear and carry permit about to expire? Don't wait until it's too late. At Free State Gun Range, we offer initial and renewal courses to keep you prepared and protected. Our certification is valid for 2 years, so you can be confident you're up to date and ready to go. Whether you're renewing or starting fresh, our expert instructors provide hands-on, top-notch training. Lock in your training now before prices go up. Secure your spot today. Your safety depends on it. Call Free State Gun Range now.
WCBM News is brought to you by Safe Retirement Solutions. Call Rod Barrowy at 410-266-1120. Call Rod Barrowy now at Safe Retirement Solutions, 410-266-1120.
My name's Danny Manoff, and I am the president and CEO of Intrepid Paralegal Solutions, LLC. We're a unique company that helps attorneys run their practices more efficiently as certified Clio partners. And more importantly, we also help the average person that can't afford or doesn't doesn't want to use an attorney to deal with their legal issues. If you're a pro se litigant, we always feel you should seek counsel, but if you want to proceed with the help of experts, please be in touch. IPSvirtual.com. Thank you again.
Hey, everybody. Charlie Kirk here. Insightful news, commentary, the best guests you can imagine. And also, we are diving deep into the issues that matter, the philosophy that is guiding the left, what you can do about it so we can fight to win. So join us every single day where we talk about why the Constitution is the greatest political document ever written, why America is the greatest nation ever to exist, and what the citizen can do to rise against the regime.
The Charlie Kirk Show, weeknights at 7 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM. In Harford County.
I will admit it. I'm surprised, actually, that during my lifetime that the JFK documents will be released. I mean, it's been 60-plus years since the event. It was 1963 November. So it's been 60 years plus a couple. But I thought somehow that it'd wait another 40 years before they get around to releasing them. Now, this gives me the chance to see exactly which of my harebrained conspiracy theories is right, which is something I've been looking forward to.
Well, I look at it this way. They've held these documents for so long. I think anything that would bear any fruit is long gone. All the players are dead, but I do think that the whatever documents would be damning to the government have been destroyed, shredded, disappeared. And again, we're going to get a lot of... I think these documents will raise more questions than they answer. That's just my opinion. Yeah. I'm very cynical. I'm very distrustful of our government.
Yeah, I think it's a mob hit, so we'll see.
We'll see. But Robert F. Kennedy Jr. thinks it was the CIA.
Yeah.
It's either the mob or the CIA or...
Or the Cubans. Those are the three. If you can say it wasn't a lone gunman, those are the three.
Right.
That would be possibilities. 7:53 right now. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
That accident is right at the end of the ramp as you come off of 895 onto Moravia Road. So it's a two-lane ramp. Traffic is still getting by with the two lanes, but there's some limited access now right there. And I think I just heard Baltimore City Fire send a medic unit out to the same area. So there's a white van involved and another vehicle involved at the end of the ramp, just adding to the heavy traffic there. And in the meantime, both the tunnels are still looking at delays southbound as you're coming down through the city-county line. City Fire just had something that was a little amusing. They're out talking to some guys that had some asphalt that caught fire. Well, the asphalt caught fire. They poured more asphalt on top of it. That asphalt caught fire. And then the guy who was driving the truck said, it wasn't my asphalt, it was the other guy's asphalt. So they're still trying to determine whose fault it is.
Got it.
I'm wondering if that actually happened or this came out of the...
It's a hell of a bit.
Do you think I'm sending fake news down the line?
I would never think that.
I just heard the battalion chief say, the guy said he put more asphalt on it. The other asphalt caught fire. The guy driving said, it wasn't my asphalt.
Whose fault was it?
That's right. So we don't know whose fault it was, but somebody's ass is in trouble.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Chuck.
All right, that's all I have to say about that.
Weather Channel forecast, sunshine today, and a high of 65, overnight low in the low to mid-40s. Right now, 35 and sunny in Middle River, 34 in Ellicott City. And we've got Jeff in Baltimore.
Morning, Jeff.
Yes, good morning. Thank you. I just heard you talking about the 40 years and such might be released about JFK, and it's been 62, but
yeah.
I'm 71. I read a lot of books on this stuff. You get tidbits from each book. Long story short, I can't remember the name of the judge or the book I read, but back in 1963, a judge looking over all these items said everything will be locked up for 75 years from 1963. That's roughly 2037 or 38 because of family members. They will probably be all passed by then. And one other little quick tidbit. Everybody talks about Oswald. Supposedly, there was a double. And after that shooting and all, the mayhem's running around, we've all seen the films, how it was messed up. Oswald got into a car with Jack Ruby, the double, and disappeared. The other Oswald, of course, we saw him, the patsy would happen. Just saying on some good books that I read, and
I do believe.
It has been a virtual cottage industry.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Books, movies, articles, talk shows, documentaries. I recently saw a documentary in the last year or two. It talked about the disappearance of his body. I don't know if we'll ever get the truth, Jeff, but I think you're right. That was the attempt.
Jeff, thanks for your call. Appreciate it, buddy. You know, one of the things that I observed, because my younger brother lives in the Dallas area, a long time ago, we went to visit and went through the Texas Book Depository, where Oswald was supposed to have taken the shot, was the worst place he could have taken the shot in Dealey Plaza. As the car was driving away after clearing the plaza. So that argues to me that there was a second shooter. We'll find out. Look, I'm fascinated by this stuff.
Oh, there was the second shooter allegedly on the knoll. By the fence, on the grassy knoll. They claim that was probably a CIA, so that's why we'll probably never get that name. That one will not be included in the files.
Yeah, I suspect you're probably right on that. Well, folks, guess what continues? Talk Radio 680 WCVM. Well, it's been pretty exciting out in Illinois. J.B. Pritzker, who is the governor of that state, it's a sanctuary state, sanctuary city, and the whole thing is kind of left of center. Pritzker says, listen, you guys aren't going to get no illegals out of this state.
Donald Trump has no idea what he's up against when he attacks Illinois.
Yeah. Pam Bondi says, I think we do.
Bring it on. We are going to protect Americans. When they say they're tough and they have grit, really, they're protecting illegal aliens over American citizens. Not going to happen under Donald Trump's administration.
Yeah, period. And just simply not going to happen. They're gonna grab them up, the violent illegal aliens. They're going to grab them no matter what state they happen to be in, and they're going to say, hey, you no longer live here.
We will find illegal aliens, and we will deport them in Illinois, in New York, and in other states. And you better comply with federal law, or you're going to be next.
Yeah, because what she argues, and I think it's a fair argument to make, is they're actually... This is being an accessory before the fact. You know you're harboring a bad guy. And there's a penalty for harboring a bad guy. And so if you're going to do this, then you'll be liable. So if the governor says, we're going to do this as a matter of state policy, I'd like to see the mayor of Chicago or the governor of Illinois or Kathy Hochul, one of these folks, hauled in front of a court to say, justify how you are actually hiding a bad guy from the good guys.
Well, we've all sorts of it. We got a judge now in Minnesota that has been caught in an email chain working with the public defenders conspiring how to keep illegal aliens safe from ICE. That's just an amazing development. But AOC has been referred for criminal referral, and others, no charges, not a single charge as of yet from Pam Bondi at the Department of Justice, so we'll have to wait and see. Coming up next, Maryland House and Senate passed two anti-ICE bills. We got the details.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Radio 680 WCBN Baltimore.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Israel says there is no deadline for wrapping up its renewed aerial assault on Hamas in the Gaza Strip. The BBC's Yoland Nell in Jerusalem says Israeli fighters took to the skies in the past few hours.
2 months of relative calm in Gaza rapidly ended overnight. Israel said it was hitting dozens of Hamas targets, with officials suggesting that the operation was open-ended and expected to expand. Israel will, from now on, act against Hamas with increasing military strength, the Prime Minister's office said. Senior Hamas security and political figures are reportedly among the dead. Hamas warned that what it called Israel's unprovoked escalation had unilaterally breached the ceasefire and put the fate of hostages in jeopardy.
Hamas threatening what it calls a death sentence for the remaining hostages. Federal judge ordering the Trump administration to explain why it ignored his order to halt the deportation of suspected Venezuelan gang members.
White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt.
All of the
planes, subject to the written order of this judge, departed U.S. soil, U.S. territory before the judge's written order.
But what about the verbal order, which, of course, carries the same legal weight as a written order, and said for the planes to turn around if they were...
Well, there's actually questions about whether a verbal order carries the same weight as a legal order, as a written order.
District Judge James Boasberg called that explanation one heck of a stretch. Ben Thomas, Washington.
It was supposed to be a quick visit to the International Space Station, but problems with Boeing's new crew capsule prevented astronauts Bruce Wilmore and Sonny Williams from coming home. Now, after 9 months, they are on their way back, returning aboard a SpaceX capsule. President Trump will talk to Russia's Vladimir Putin by phone today. They'll talk about halting the fighting in Ukraine. On Wall Street, Dow futures down 112 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hear me talk about Relief Factor and how so many people enjoy a better, more pain-free life because of it. If you're dealing with everyday pain, it makes sense you'd want to try it first. Well, Relief Factor makes that pretty pain-free, too, with their three-week quick start kit for only $19.95, less than a dollar a day. Relief Factor is a daily supplement that fights pain naturally. Relief Factor doesn't just mask pain temporarily. It helps reduce or eliminate pain. Visit ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF, 800-4-RELIEF for Relief Factor.
Are you having trouble hearing? Hearing loss can devastate the quality of your life. Now, there's an affordable fix for you or your loved one. Rated the best hearing aids of 2025 by Forbes Health, Audion Hearing has the highest quality hearing aids at the lowest prices, just $189.
I actually like them better than my old $5,000 hearing aids.
I could not believe how my hearing and life changed.
Join over 1 million happy customers by going to audionhearing.com. That's AudienHearing.com.
Five.
It's 8:03 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, Chuck Whitaker.
There's a new wreck on the Beltway inner loop after the JFX and before 83. The initial report says it's in the left-hand lane. Several vehicles are involved. The backup is going to start there. It backs up through the JFX, up the hill to Greenspring, Park Heights Avenue. It's backed underneath Reisterstown Road, and eventually it's going to back up to 795. So be prepared for that. It's dead solid right now on the eastbound inner loop. The outer loop west side delays actually this morning are beginning even before 795. They go all the way down to Frederick Road. An earlier problem still has the outer loop northeast side slow beginning before Hartford Road and coming into Towson. They're still working on the wreck right at the end of the ramp, 895 at Moravia Road. Some congestion at the end of the ramp, and the heavy traffic continues moving south from the city county line going into both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Perfect weather to spend some time outside today and tomorrow. Plenty of sunshine, warmer weather, 65 this afternoon. Tomorrow, close to 70. Thursday, we do have some rain, but it holds off until the afternoon. 68 Thursday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Right now, Reisterstown, 36 degrees. Middle River, also 36. On Talk Radio 680 WCBM, good morning. It's 8:04. I'm Bruce Elliott, and now the news continues on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. These headlines being brought to you by Vinny Steele with Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty. Call or text Vinny Steele at Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty, 410-709-7515. That's 410-709-7515. Baltimore police are investigating a Monday afternoon shooting in the city's Northern District. Officers were called to the 4700 block of Alhambra Avenue for a report of a shooting at around 4:30 in the afternoon. They found the victim with multiple gunshot wounds. Howard County Executive Calvin Ball has created a task force to support the economy amid the federal funding and workforce cuts. The Economic Competitiveness and Opportunities Now Task Force, or ECON, includes private sector experts, educational and workforce professionals, cabinet members, and leaders in major industries. ECON will identify and recommend policies, regulations, strategies, and actions to strengthen the county's economic competitiveness and growth. Governor Wes Moore says a broad business-to-business tax will not happen in the state of Maryland. Speaking to reporters yesterday, the governor was asked about the proposed 2.5% tax on services that businesses perform for each other. Moore said his priority is to grow the state's economy and private sector, and that is why the plan would not be included in any budget that he would sign. It's 8:06 on WCBM. Lottery numbers, pick 3 was 260, pick 4, 6173, and next it's Stein on Sports.
For years now, I've been telling you about my friend and trusted realtor, Vinny Steo, broker owner with your home sold guaranteed realty. Friends, Vinny is the absolute best. But hey, don't take my word for it. I'm here with Elaine, an actual client. Elaine, tell us about your experience with Vinny Steo.
Okay, Sean, thank you. Well, Vinny Steo and his team really helped my husband and I transform our lives. By that, I mean we not only had to sell our existing home, but we had to find the perfect home in the perfect neighborhood. This wasn't our first rodeo buying and selling a home. We knew it can be a very stressful time, but Vinny and his team listened to our needs and worked their magic. Our dream of the perfect home in the perfect neighborhood has come true. Thanks to Vinny Steo.
Take it from Elaine. When you're ready to sell your home, call Vinny Steo like Elaine did at 410-709-7515 or visit VinnySteo.com today.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Well, you may not be aware, but the Major League Baseball regular season has already gotten underway this morning in Japan, while spring training continues in Florida and Arizona. Dodgers lead the Cubs 3-1 in the bottom half of the seventh inning. The starting pitchers were Yoshi Yamamoto for the Dodgers, Shoto Imanaga for the Cubs. Shohei Ohtani is DHing this morning. He's 1-for-4 in the game, and there are American players playing in that game as well. Stateside tonight, it'll be the Blue Jays and Orioles in Sarasota. Charlie Morton taking the hill tonight at 6:05. This comes one night after the Birds pounded Boston pitching for 16 hits in a 12-3 rout of the Red Sox yesterday, prompting this from manager Brandon Hyde after the game.
I'm really happy with how we played. I was really impressed with our young guys. I thought we pitched extremely well. You know, a lot of the guys that aren't in camp, you know, a couple of, with Money and Fruit, I thought both those guys threw the ball outstanding. So that was fun to watch. And I thought our young, you know,
Money and Fruit are a couple of pitchers for the Orioles, including Brandon Fruit, who has thrown now two excellent games for Baltimore, allowing just one run in 5 innings pitched. And finally, this past Sunday was the 7th anniversary of the greatest upset in the history of the NCAA basketball tournament. March 16th, 2018, the night that UMBC not only upset Virginia, but routed them in the second half.
Every game that we saw was close. This has been just total destruction.
Look at this. Superlatives, you can't come up with enough. Absolute. Incredible performance. Shock and awe in college basketball. UMBC makes history in Charlotte.
74-54 was the final. It was the first time ever that a 16 seed beat a number one. Coming up at 8:35, what will they think of next? And that is Stein on Sports.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
Take WCBM wherever you go. Listen on 680 WCBM. WCBM.com on the WCBM mobile app, or tell Alexa, Siri, or Google to play WCBM. It's free. Listen live or on demand to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Time number 3 on The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. We have so much fun with Gary. 99.9 FM in Harford County, the right choice for Maryland. Coming up in this hour, the blueprint for the future is going to cost us taxpayers billions of dollars more.
The billions is
billions. Left accusing Trump of wanting to assemble internment camps. And we'll hear more from Governor Moore on the no broad business-to-business tax. Top story, though, is a couple of House bills on KDOT crossover day yesterday. Two immigration-related bills made it out of the respective chambers. In one, Senator Will Smith's Protected Spaces Bill passed the chamber Monday. The proposal requires the state to provide guidelines for how ICE agents can carry out immigration enforcement actions in so-called sensitive locations like churches, schools, hospitals. President Trump had signed an executive order allowing ICE in such sensitive locations, rolling back the previous protections under the Biden regime. Here, of course, this is Senator Will Smith, along with Fox 45's Mackenzie Frost, on what he's putting at risk by passing this bill.
Do you have any concerns about the potential impact on federal funding if it's viewed as a direct violation of the orders from the president?
I don't, because the bill requires a judicial warrant if you're going to go into a private location within a public space, meaning this a space that's not publicly assessed.
Yeah, but if they're after an illegal alien,
yeah,
they already have a warrant. In most cases,
yes.
If they're a criminal, they already have a warrant, and they know where they're living or where they're attending school or whatever. And many of these are dangerous. 32,000 dangerous criminal illegal aliens have been removed, including violent gang members like TDA, MS-13, et cetera. So this idea that warrant, and again, you put people in these sensitive places in great danger by not allowing ICE to do its job and remove these murderers and rapists, et cetera.
Yeah, they keep saying, hey, pay attention, because if we can grab them up while they're in jail, it takes one agent to do that.
Yeah.
And there's very minimal risk. If we have to grab them up in a community, it takes 6 to 8 agents to do that, and there's risk to all of them.
Yeah, every time they go out, they risk their lives. Over in the House, Delegate Nicole Williams, Democrat Marxist, Prince George's County, introduced a bill that would end the current 287G contracts and prevent new ones from being signed.
And we should not be doing the federal government's job for them.
So how are you doing the federal government's job if you have an inmate? All you have to do is run the name of the inmate through a database to check if there's any immigration enforcement actions linked to that name. And if there is a detainer, just pick up the phone and call ICE. How is that doing the federal government's job for them?
Well, gee, you have to sit on a keyboard and type in the whole name. Name's in a foreign language, Sean, which probably means you have to learn how to speak Spanish
before you do this. This
Come
is
on,
a,
guys.
A kind of a dressed-up aiding and abetting.
Yep.
That's exactly what this is. We don't want these illegal aliens out of our state, out of our city, so we're not going to cooperate with ICE. We're just going to keep these dangerous illegals. We're going to release them right back into the community. You think that's all about public safety? Think again.
813 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes. Checking in with Chuck Whitaker to find out about that asphalt spill.
Please, not again.
No further comments from the people at the scene that I've heard anyway.
Okay.
That I could pass along. In the meantime, the wreck on the inner loop between the JFX and 83 is still there. Was crowding the left-hand lane. The backup goes from there all the way back to 795 and maybe eventually will tie in with the heavy traffic coming up from Liberty Road. So right now it's Liberty Road, Reisterstown Road, Park Heights, Green Spring, JFX before you get to the accident scene. The Parkville side is slowing before Harford Road. The west side is still backed up this morning, even before 795, and that goes all the way down to Frederick Road. We are still backed up. Heavy delays southbound at both the Harbor Tunnels, and they're still working on this wreck. It's right at the end of the ramp as you're coming off 895, exiting onto Moravia Road. A couple of vehicles there at the end of the ramp. Room to get by, but it looks like they're just letting one lane through at the accident scene. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
In WCBM weather channel forecast, it is going to be sunny today, 65, and tonight back down into the 40s. Tomorrow, sunshine and warmer, highs near 70, pretty much the same on Thursday, except scattered showers could visit the area. Sunny in 36 right now in Millersville, 37 in Dundalk. Time to see which Democrat emerges from a Democrat clown EV.
Ladies and gentlemen, once again, let's find out which lefty has completely lost it. and this one is a real champ. So let's head to the Circus for Good, enter the big top, grab your seats, focus your attention on the center ring. As the Democratic clown car enters from the left side, makes a series of left-hand turns, comes to a full stop, and out steps another fine representative of the party of peace and love. She spots a guy in a MAGA hat on the street, okay? That led to this.
I would like for you to die of measles, of polio, of all the horrible diseases that living in this country in this bubble of privilege and ignorance and morbid stupidity. You have the luxury of not having to worry about it because it doesn't really affect you. I hope it affects your children and your grandchildren. I hope it guts your community. That will make my life meaningful and extremely happy.
Yeah, she'd like to see you and your entire family die of something horrible, preferably, because she is a representative of the Party of Peace and Love, and you're getting in the way of her happiness, so please try to cooperate. Be a representative of the victims of the Party of Peace and Love. Do your job. Come on. Ma'am, I tell you, you need some therapy. Get the hell out of here.
Yeah, massive therapy is needed, that's for sure. 817. So back to this immigration bill, the ending of the 287. By the way, there's only three jurisdictions that cooperate or participate in the 287G in Maryland. In Carroll County, we had Sheriff DeWeese on. He said he's thinking about it. I don't know what there is to think about. I mean, it's you want to keep the public safe, it'll be on an automatic. Whatever. But here's the scenario. Let's say there is somebody that you've picked up on a murder charge. Or an attempted murder charge, or a sexual charge involving a child, or a rape charge, whatever, aggravated, and you have that person in your jail. Okay, they want to turn a blind eye. They want to pretend that person may not be here illegally, instead of just picking up the phone, running the name on the database, which is easily done. They do it all the time. Police do run your names and your license plates through all sorts of stuff. And sometimes you pop up on there's a federal warrant out for your arrest. Okay? Is that doing the federal government's job for them? Apparently. According to this nimwit, Nicole Williams, down in Prince George's County. But Matt Ellison, the Baltimore Field ICE director, was talking with Mackenzie Frost recently and says this is what happens when they don't cooperate with 287G.
What would it mean for you if 287G were to be canceled?
So the hardest part is that, you know, we don't always know who's in the jail and prison. We don't know. There's no master list of all 20 million people who are here illegally. And that's where 287G comes in. They're going to be the ones to identify those cases and bring them to light.
Instead, they want to protect. Remember, these are people that have been arrested, and some of them
already charged.
You know, and have already been charged, and they're here illegally. They want to protect them and keep them, well, not actually keep them in jail, because sometimes they get released on bond.
They just want them in the community.
So they're in their communities then, and they continue to rape women. They continue to molest children. And these are Democrats. These are Democrats doing this. I mean, there might be a few Republicans that are absolutely bat guano crazy. But this is what you have now for public safety. So we have rampaging juveniles. We have illegal gangbangers that they want to just let roam the streets. And, of course, we all know in the state of Maryland, we've got a bunch of bleeding-heart, do-gooder, leftist judges that, you know, well, if you've been, you were 18, your brain wasn't fully developed, and you've been in for 20 years, and you say, well, you murdered a 70-year-old. Their life was pretty much already done. So we're going to let you out.
Yeah.
He said facetiously. So that's what we have for justice, or lack thereof, here in this whack-a-mole state. It's just crazy. And it's got even crazier since progressives have become a supermajority. We got a lot of work cut out for us to take Maryland back, and it needs to be taken back at all costs.
Otherwise, frankly, the state's going to go belly up.
Yeah.
At some point, the burden is getting heavy enough that it's never a good sign if your state is in the top. I think their numbers, we're number 7. But in the top 10 of states that are seeing far more people leave than come in. And they're leaving because the tax burden here is horrible. And there are risks to lifestyle if you happen to live in the wrong areas.
I would kindly ask you to refrain from using the phrase belly up in close proximity to Chuck Whitaker.
Yeah, it's true.
It's 8:20. You're on the morning drive with Casey.
Not ashamed.
What the truth about investing in retirement? The stuff Wall Street does not want to tell you? What if there were a strategy to capture significant market gains without the risk of traditional markets? Interested? Bill O'Reilly here. Would you like a retirement strategy that allows you to retire with confidence without the fear of running out of money? Then please talk to Rod Barowi and the Safe Retirement Solutions team. 410-266-1120. 410-266-1120.
Hi, this is Sean Casey. If you snore, you may have sleep apnea. But Dr. Damian Blum of Feel Well Rested has a simple solution, and it's not that cumbersome CPAP mask. Dr. Damian Blum will fit you with a custom-fit mouthpiece if you have sleep apnea. Make an appointment to see Dr. Damian Blum. If you're tired or overweight, clear your throat or snore, you may have sleep apnea. Sleep apnea can cause strokes, heart attacks, memory problems like Alzheimer's or dementia, and even death. Also, there's a connection to diabetes, acid reflux, and erectile dysfunction. Dr. Damian Blum is certified by the American Board of Dental Sleep Medicine, and he's a diplomat of the American Academy of Dental Sleep Medicine. Most health insurances are accepted, and they are in-network providers for Blue Cross, Blue Shield, and Medicare. Call Dr. Damian Blum at Feel Well Rested at 410-744-6088. 410-744-6088. They want to help you feel well rested, too. Call today. 410-744-6088.
Planning your upcoming wedding or special event? Hilton Garden Inn in Owings Mills will create a menu for your special event and create a room block for your out-of-town guest. Enjoy their indoor pool and fitness center. Wake up to a delicious cup of coffee and made-to-order breakfast at the grill. Reach out to Lori Ruby in the sales department for your upcoming catering and events. Call 410-654-0030. You can always count on Hilton Garden Inn, Owings Mills, making it right.
Hey everybody, Charlie Kirk here. Insightful news, commentary, the best guests you can imagine. And also, we are diving deep into the issues that matter, the philosophy that is guiding the left, what you can do about it so we can fight to win. So join us every single day where we talk about why the Constitution is the greatest political document ever written, why America is the greatest nation ever to exist, and what the citizen can do to rise against the regime.
The Charlie Kirk Show, weeknights at 7 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Hartford County.
823, Talk Radio 680, WCBM. Traffic weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, Chuck Whitaker.
Looking at some slowing here on Route 100 westbound, coming up through the intersection here at Longgate Parkway. So the traffic trying to get over towards Route 29, headed west on 100. That's the reason for the slowdown. Some of the lanes were blocked, and it looks like traffic might be moving a little better now, but there's still some slowing in that area. They're still working on the wreck. Moravia Road at the ramp at 890. The interloop wreck was after the JFX and before the ramp at I-83. Big delays coming out of Pikesville right now, with earlier the waiting for the update. The accident was in the left-hand lane east of the JFX. Big delays all the way back towards 795. And we're still looking at heavy traffic and long delays trying to get into both the harbor tunnels on the southbound side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
This is Danny Manoff from Intrepid Paralegal Solutions, LLC. Join us on Saturday at 1 o'clock for Justice and Why It Matters to You, our new show to help individuals understand how the legal system works. Look forward to seeing you there.
Weather Channel forecast is going to be sunny today and a high of 65, and right now it is sunny and 36 in Pikesville, 39, a little windy in Stevensville. 8:24 here on the morning drive with Casey and Elliot. In case you missed our first hour, we talked about Maryland Governor Wes Moore has finally broken his silence on the budget issue, and he pledged yesterday the final state budget will not include the broad tax on business-to-business services or a tax on sugary drinks.
The first is that when I laid out that we had to make ourselves more economically competitive and more business friendly, that meant actually creating and opening up pathways for businesses to be able to grow and stay in the state of Maryland and making Maryland the best place in the country in order for businesses to grow. And that is why that the broad business-to-business tax will not be in the final budget. So B2B, a broad B2B tax will not happen in this.
So the question is,
what's broad?
Yeah, define the term broad. Does that mean the business-to-business tax is dead on arrival? No. Does that mean some of the services, like legal services, medical services, which are already exempt, will they be exempted further? Whatever it was going to bring about $1 billion in taxes. So how are you going to make that up? No details as of yet. I think the budget is what's supposed to be submitted. Is it tomorrow, if I'm not mistaken? The governor's got to submit his budget, or it's very soon.
Yeah.
So what they're now saying is, Steve Hershey, we'll get him on the air shortly in the next couple days. He's talking about it's going to be shifted to a sales tax. So those are the options on the table, shifting the tax to consumers. Because, you know, and here's the thing. This is how desperate Westmore and the Democrats are. After McCormick goes down there and says, we're out of here. Okay, mm-hmm. If this thing passes, we're out of here. So now they start panicking. They push the panic button. So where do the Democrats always go when they're in panicked and they need money and they need new revenues? Where do they go? They go to us because that's where the taxes are. And so look for the burden to be more on the taxpayers of Maryland. The consumers will be getting bearing this burden. And everything still remains on the table here. So I just think just be very careful. And when you hear what Chris Pabst has uncovered with the blueprint for the future, we've got that coming up. I can tell you right now, we'll do the details coming up in a few minutes, but basically what their projections on the blueprint, which was an unfunded mandate for education, the projections and estimates have fallen short. So the initial projections are off by $700 million a year, roughly $3.7 billion. Now, you already have a structural budget deficit this year of $3.3 billion, and I think by, 2030, it's like $6 billion or something. They're going to be adding $700 million more to that budget deficit every year because the new projections are, oops, we screwed it up, folks. So where is that money going to come from now?
Well, what they're going to do is one of two things. They'll either let the money inflate itself. Inflation will eat away at the value of the dollar, so the deficit, as far as real buying power, the same number will be there, but it'll be less buying power. Or they'll do it by fiat and simply say that the dollar is now worth 67 cents.
Yeah. Well, I don't think they can determine that, but that's a whole different argument. Yeah. John in Ellicott City, good morning.
Hey, John.
Hey, good morning. So, you know, I'm looking at USAID and I'm looking at this whole illegal alien thing. And what we're finding is that these are nothing but slush funds for Democrats. So, you know, they've been importing foreign invaders in Maryland for over 20 years now. And the question is, have we got to a point of no return? And they did it for one reason. They couldn't beat us with ideas, so they had to beat us with votes. And the best way to do that is to bring in a third-grade educated person and promise them free stuff for votes, and they'll vote for free stuff.
Yeah.
So you run out of other people's free stuff. So, you know, I'm a small business guy, and, you know, I'm looking to retire in another couple of years. So what I'll have to do is leave Maryland, probably go to Florida, where there's zero income tax, sell my company there, and save millions of dollars in taxes on the sale of a business that I've worked my life over. To develop, and the governor doesn't understand. That's how small business guys think.
Right.
How are we going to keep what we have that we've worked for?
Yeah.
And he's trying to figure out how can we take it away.
Yeah, well, the truth is you have very, very few small business people in the Maryland General Insane Asylum. The most attorneys and career public servants, et cetera. So very, very few people. There are some, and most of them on the Republican side. You got a few Democrats, but not many.
Yeah. And I would say the one woman that's trying to protect these illegals, go arrest that woman for evading illegal activity.
Well, there's got to be an example made of somebody, and hopefully the Justice Department will do that. John, we got to run, but listen, thanks for the call. We appreciate that. Coming up next, we're going to take a look at the left thinks Trump is going to start doing internment camps like FDR. And we'll talk about the blueprint going to cost us billions more. We've got more of your calls and comments. Big rally tomorrow night. We'll find out more about that as well. It's 8:30 time for news. Here's Bruce.
Thank you, Sean. Governor Wes Moore says a broad business-to-business tax will not happen in the state of Maryland. Speaking to reporters yesterday, the governor was asked about the proposed 2.5% tax on services that businesses perform for each other. Moore said his priority is to grow the state's economy and private sector, and that is why the plan would not be included in any budget he would sign. One of the suspects arrested in the Brooklyn Homes mass shooting has entered a plea in connection with the July 2023 incident on Gretna Court. Tristan Jackson will be sentenced on April 29th. He pled guilty to second-degree assault, use of a firearm and a crime of violence, conspiracy to commit first-degree assault, and being a minor in possession of a firearm. Howard County Office of Emergency Management will be testing the Ellicott City Safe and Sound Alert today. Be aware of that if you happen to be in the area. Testing begins around 9:30 this morning, expected to conclude by noon. The entire system will be tested, including the activation of the several silent tests, flash flood warnings, and all clear messages. Once all the testing is finished, there will be a voice message saying, "This concludes the testing of the historic Ellicott City Outdoor Toned Alert System. Testing is now complete." Maryland AG Anthony Brown says two leaders of the violent crime organization in Baltimore have been sentenced. Both James Brunson and Ernest Hudson headed up a drug trafficking organization that was operating in the Shipley Hill, Boyth Boot, and Fayette Street neighborhoods. Brunson has been sentenced to 20 years in prison, with the first 15 suspended. Hudson to 25 years in prison, with the first 5 years to be served without the possibility of parole. 8:32, next, WCBM traffic and weather on the threes.
Hey, this is Kevin Mawai, Pro Football Hall of Famer. I spent 16 years in offensive lineman, battling in the trenches every week. That takes a toll on your body, especially your feet. Every achievement was built on years of commitment and passion for the game. Now it's about enjoying life beyond the field. After I retired, the aches and pains did not go away. That's why I turned to Good Feet Arch Supports. They've given me the stability I need. Good Feet Arch Supports are designed to support all four arches in each foot, evenly distribute your body weight, and support your kinetic chain. Now, over a decade into retirement, I'm still staying active thanks to my Good Feet Arch Supports. If you want to keep moving comfortably, no matter what you're doing, check out the Good Feet store. It's all about staying in the game, however you define it. Live the life you love. Don't let your feet get in the way. Try them for yourself with a free fitting and test walk.
The Good Feet store is in Annapolis, Columbia, Hunt Valley, and in White Marsh, with other locations across greater D.C. and Baltimore. Visit goodfeet.com to book your appointment today.
Lottery numbers, pick 3 was 260, your pick 4, 6173, and now at 8:33, traffic weather on the threes with Chuck Whitaker.
The wreck on the inner loop after the JFX on the shoulder now may be starting to clear, but in the meantime, we still have delays coming up 795 Reisterstown Road through Pikesville. Finally, we'll get better after we clear the JFX and get over towards 83, but it's going to take a while. The rest of the Beltway, still with the normal delays. We are still backed up southbound at both the harbor tunnels. We have not recovered from earlier problems as you're moving south through the area. It looks like the accident now has cleared. I think all the vehicles are pretty much gone at Moravia Road at the top of that ramp from 895. So that's loosened up just a little bit through there. There was a late accident. Excuse me, just 1 second. Silver Spring Boulevard. I'll get through this cold one of these days. Silver Spring Boulevard at the area of Perry Hall Boulevard. And that's definitely a problem there on the east side. That just came in. The wreck at Route 100 at Longgate Parkway has now been cleared. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Perfect weather to spend some time outside today and tomorrow. Plenty of sunshine, warmer weather, 65 this afternoon. Tomorrow, close to 70. Thursday, we do have some rain, but it holds off until the afternoon. 68 Thursday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Freshen up your morning with Wendy's Breakfast, like a breakfast baconator, or a grilled sausage breakfast burrito, or even a honey buddy. Ready for a fresh wake-up call? Gotta be Wendy's at participating U.S. Wendy's.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 835 Sports is brought to you by Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialists. Interesting comment from Pat Ricard over the weekend. The fullback, of course, re-signing with Baltimore on a one-year deal. Ricard was asked on the NFL Network what he's learned about blocking for Derrick Henry.
That Derrick is so fast and so big that as soon as he gets the ball, he's trying to reach top speed. So for me, lead blocking, if I'm a little bit slow, hesitant on my block, he will actually run me over. And it's happened several times. I never had it back. I actually do that to me.
Getting run over by Derrick Henry, it was a one-year, $3 million deal for Patrick Ricard. Gunnar Henderson's chances of making opening day are getting slimmer by the day. Only 5 Grapefruit League games remain, and manager Brandon Hyde said yesterday the star shortstop appearing in exhibition games is a prerequisite for him breaking camp with the Orioles instead of being on the 10-day injured list. Orioles host the Blue Jays tonight in Sarasota with veteran Charlie Morton taking the hill at 6:05. Major League Baseball opener today, the regular season opener in Japan. It's 4-1 Dodgers over the Cubs in the top half of the ninth. Maryland setting their sights on the Grand Canyon Antelopes this Friday in the first round of the NCAA tournament. It's a 4 versus 13 matchup. Kevin Willard was asked what he knows about the GC Lopes.
I mean, Bryce is a heck of a coach. I'm pretty sure. I don't want to mess this up because, again, we just got over here. It's his third straight into the tournament. They play fast. They've been there before. The best thing I know about it is I have tremendous respect for how good of a coach Bryce is.
So here's the irony. There's a history of 4 versus 13 upsets in the NCAAs, the most notable of which occurred back in 1998.
It's to Jenkins, to Drew for the win! Gone!
Bryce Drew was the shooter in that game for Valpo, and Bryce Drew is the head coach of Grand Canyon University. And finally, now you can call it the Sunshiner State. Spring Breakers in Fort Lauderdale were caught on video holding an impromptu beach prize fight, complete with betting using cryptocurrency, while locals looked on aghast. Here's the report from the cable outfit News
and
Nation.
Take a look at this new video. It's showing this boxing match between two Spring Breakers in Florida. The man who recorded it says that bets were actually being placed on the fight using cryptocurrency, Bitcoin. They even had boxing gloves. News Nation's Brooke Schaefer is in Fort Lauderdale.
As I'm sure you can imagine, these fights are illegal. The time now is 8:37. When we return, are there actually antelopes in the Grand Canyon?
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
So I didn't realize that when I'm not on the air with you guys that there actually still is a show.
Yeah.
Okay, I didn't realize that. So I think
and we often talk about you a lot, so you may want to tune in.
we just fill in between you and Chuck.
All right, so you may have covered this yesterday, apparently, right?
Yes.
There aren't actually antelopes in the Grand Canyon. However, there is a canyon in Arizona called Antelope Canyon.
That's Cantaloupe Canyon.
Or Cantaloupe Canyon. It's very tasty, by the way, with a little cottage cheese.
I know. It's
maybe a little
nice
jelly on it also. Yeah. Okay, anyway. So they are there, okay? But the reason why they call them the antelopes is because back in 1949, apparently, when the school opened, they asked the students for the name, and they wanted to go with antelopes.
Right.
So it was a student thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right, but the kind of antelopes in Colorado, which is on the other side of the north rim of the Grand Canyon, they actually have, we call call them prairie pronghorns, but they're actually antelopes.
Right, and you discussed this on the show yesterday.
We did discuss this on the show
because
spent about an hour and a half on it, I think, actually.
you apparently were like laying bets on female boxers at spring break. Yeah.
Can you believe that story? And they were betting with cryptocurrency.
They were. And it was only the girls that were boxing. I didn't see any guys boxing.
There were some guys
boxing.
There were
some guys,
too.
Okay.
Yeah, so both.
Right. I knew you'd get to the bottom of that story.
Yeah, oh,
so as I mentioned it this morning, his eyes lit up. I got to see this.
Oh, really? What? Where? When?
Okay.
That's scary. 8:39, 21 before the hour. Andrew is in Bowie. Good morning, Andrew.
Morning, Andrew. Andrew couldn't hang on, man.
He wanted to tell us about a rally. I think it's tomorrow night, Lawyers Square in Annapolis, 6 p.m. I think the Maryland Freedom Caucus is holding. I heard Kim talking about it. Yes, I think Kim is going. It is to let your voices be heard at this incredible number, tax burden, what they're doing in Annapolis right now regarding all these tax burdens that they're trying to impose on taxpayers of Maryland. So it's, I believe, Kim, I'll get more from Kim when she comes in. I think it's 6 p.m. tomorrow evening at Lawyers Square. Kind of leaves us out because we're in bed shortly thereafter.
Yep. Yeah,
but I think Kim is going to go.
You know, she's an idol. Sometimes she's up to like 9:30 or 10 o'clock at night.
Right.
You know, it's amazing. Talk Radio 680.
Those kids wear you out. Let me tell you.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. You talk about a weighted question. Reporter over at MSNBC. Her name is Alicia Menendez. She's talking with Hakeem Jeffries. Listen to the phrasing of this question she has about the law under which the administration is kicking these violent illegal aliens out of the country. Just listen to how she phrases the question.
Mr. Jeffries, President Trump just invoked the Alien Enemies Act to target Venezuelan nationals. We haven't seen this law be used to target a single ethnicity since the Japanese internment. What are you going to do to prevent the next Japanese internment and protect Venezuelans who call this country home?
So there you go. The next internment. Look, there's never been a discussion. Let's take all the Venezuelans. Let's take all, you know, all the El Salvadorans. Put them in a camp. This is not World War II. They are not the Japanese. That was a horrible mistake made by whom? Not by the Republicans, folks. It was made by FDR and the Democrats. The Republicans have no interest in repeating this. But this is a straw man. They're setting up so they can knock it down.
Yeah.
They can say, oh, we protected this country against that horrible Donald Trump from putting all the Venezuelans in prison.
So the logic is, you can invite, and they, exactly right. what they did, 20 million illegal aliens into the country, but you can't ask them to leave. You can't make them leave. They can come in illegally, but you can't make them leave. Where's the logic there?
It's like having a dinner party where you can, you can invite people.
You invite people and they never leave.
Yes.
They just stay in your house. You've got to adjust your budget. You got to pay for their meals, pay for all their utilities because of what?
They're over for a big dinner party, and your response is, listen, it's 3 a.m. We're going to bed. A lock up, all right, when you get done here. Hakeem Jeffries tried to walk a fine line in his answer.
We oppose illegal immigration. We believe if you're a violent felon, you should be deported.
No, you don't.
But we also can't go down this road that the Trump administration is taking us on and potentially deport American citizens, deport legal and lawful permanent residents, and break up law-abiding immigrant families who are contributing to this country.
Yeah, we can't go down that road where we're going to deport legal residents, or we're going to actually
they're broken.
You know, we're going to actually take all the people here from Venezuela and make sure that they all get sterilized so they can't have children. That's the path Donald Trump wants to take us down.
The Democrat Party and their thoughtless leaders are completely broken.
Wow,
they are completely broken here. From Chuck Schumer canceling book tours in friendly cities to Hakeem Jeffries not knowing the difference between lawful and illegal.
By the way, Chuck Whitaker has decided to fill in for Chuck Schumer. It won't be a book tour. It'll be basically, you know, grubbing around for some additional free stuff.
Yeah, but it's the Chuck Whitaker 2025 Belly Up Tour.
Ah.
Nice.
Talk Radio 680 WCB. It's 8:43. Once again, traffic and weather on the threes with Belly Up Johnson.
Only time I'm belly up is when Debbie has a little squeak toy. And then
no, I don't want to go. Please.
Thanks.
Like, thanks,
Chuck, for that image.
I know. And then Henry gets all ticked off, and then, you know, it's just all hell to pay. Both the tunnels.
Sick man.
This thing just comes into my head.
Yeah, I know.
Southbound 895. You're still backed up to Pulaski Highway, Moravia Road. 95 is still backed up to the city county line. This all started with a couple of things way early this morning in the 6 o'clock hour. Has not recovered, and we're still looking at 25 to 30 minute delays. Everybody's moving through. I can see traffic at 95 and 395. That's okay. 895 is clear. Nothing major, but they're just not getting out of the way of all this heavy traffic. The Beltway northeast side, some slowing. Interloop is still hurting from the wreck east of the JFX and before 83, so you're still heavy there coming over from Pikesville. And then the west side outer loop, I'm just going to change the camera here really quickly. The outer loop west side, yep, still there, exactly in the same spot. 795 doesn't get better until we pass the ramps at Frederick Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
WCBM Weather Channel forecast, sunny today, 65. The expected high back down into the 40s for the low, and then more spring-like tomorrow. Sunshine and 70. Sunny and 39 in Annapolis, 37 in Forest Hill. Time for our feel-good news segment of the day.
I need some good.
Well, yesterday was St. Patrick's Day, and we Irish love the wearing of the green, Éireann Go Breá, and all things corned beef and cabbage and shamrocks and et cetera. But there was one Irishman yesterday who was really feeling it. Irish golfer Rory McIlroy had a lot to celebrate yesterday on St. Patrick's Day because of a tie on Sunday. Rory and J.J. Spaun had to play a three-hole aggregate playoff to determine the winner of the Players' Tournament yesterday. Rory won by two strokes.
And McIlroy's got another Players' title.
Rory, it took one more day than you would have liked, but you are the 51st Players' Champion and making the Irish happy on St. Patrick's Day.
Unbelievably proud and happy to win my second Players' Championship. And I think this is the third time I've won on St. Patrick's Day, so it's been a good luck charm for me.
And for those of you that don't believe in the luck of the Irish, Spaun had a tough time after he went into the water on his tee shot at 17. He had not done that all week. He ended up plus three, and Rory won at just one over for the third time.
Yeah,
winning on St. Patrick's Day, the Irish golfer Rory McIlroy.
That's cool stuff.
Back to Hakeem.
Hakeem Jeffries, marvelous man. He said that by Trump deciding he's going to put all the Venezuelans into a camp somewhere, sterilize all of them, and ship their children off to slave labor, which he's not going to do, by the way. I'm just kind of trying to picture where the Democrats are going to go next with this argument. He said that Trump is violating the rule of law.
We're going to stand strongly in support of the rule of law and its application, which the Trump administration appears to be violating in this particular instance.
Really? Appears to be violating how? Under Article 2 of the Constitution, this decision is the president's to make. There's no violation of the law here. There's observance of the law. Now, I can understand. Look, Sean, I can understand the confusion. Because for 4 years, you had nothing but ignoring the law when it came to the border, when it came to illegal aliens by the administration of Joe Biden. So maybe Hakeem Jeffries just got so used to that concept that ignoring the law is the same as observing the law, that when the law is actually being observed, when things are actually being done to make sure that people are safe in this country, that seems to be a problem for them.
Well, note to Hakeem, you're not following the rule of law if you're ignoring the rule of law.
Yeah.
Or if you're aiding and abetting those who are attempting to skirt the law, that is not following the rule of law.
Yeah, but by the way, a note, you mentioned that Chuck Schumer's canceled his book thing, right?
Yeah.
We're not gonna, you know why, folks? Because he's concerned about Democrats. He's concerned. He's the minority leader. He was the majority leader in the Senate for years. He's a minority leader now. He's canceled because he's concerned about violence, not from Republicans, Democrats.
He also refuses to meet with anybody by the name of Brutus. Just saying.
Really. Too close to the eyes of March. I understand completely. But Jennifer Rubin, who's a real lefty columnist, who's no longer at the New York Times, she's that far left, she said, you know what? I love Chuck Schumer, push him off a bridge.
President Biden stayed around too long, and we got Donald Trump. If Chuck Schumer stays along, the democracy may be gone. It's not simply that they have to have a conversation within the caucus. Chuck Schumer needs to go. To quote one of my favorite movies, he is not a wartime consigliere. He is the wrong man at the wrong time.
Oh. You make one, one decision they disagree with, man.
These people are certifiable.
It's amazing.
They're lunatics. Oh, my God. Yes.
He made a tactical decision, whether he's right or not. You can debate. But he makes this decision, and all of a sudden, he's got to cancel his book tour. He has a big supporter, Jennifer Rubino, saying, basically, push the guy off a bridge. Take him out into the into the wilds of New Jersey somewhere and set him free. We don't want him around anymore.
That's it's phenomenal. Crazy. Is she still writing for the Washington Compost?
I think her column shows up at the Post.
Because one of them just quit. Was that Ruth Marcus?
Yeah, Marcus just quit.
Yeah, Marcus just quit. Rubin ought to follow her right out the door. And Rubin is alleged to be, wait for this, a conservative pundit.
Oh, yeah, right.
That's what she has claimed in the past.
Oh, right.
That's what she has claimed in the past.
Yeah, I don't think so.
All right, it's 8:50. Coming up next, boy, did Chris Pabst blow the lid off this one. This was the blueprint for the future, going to cost us billions and billions of dollars more. How are they going to make up that money in Governor Moore's budget? You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott.
And now, for the Institute on the Constitution, here's Michael Anthony Peruca with The American View.
Recently confirmed Secretary of Education Linda McMahon has released what she calls the final mission for the Department of Education, as the Trump administration appears to be laying the groundwork for the agency's dismantling. President Trump has expressed his belief that the administration of education should be returned to the states. And while we applaud the dismantling of an unconstitutional scheme of federal involvement, we are concerned about his statement since the involvement of states and county governments is also dangerous and destructive. This is because the education and training of children cannot be separated from the worldview in which it is presented. For decades, the public schools have been a change agent designed to impose a communist, secular humanistic, anti-American worldview on the children of America. This has become manifest recently in the promotion of diversity, equity, and inclusion programs and the promotion of a gender transition agenda that is kept secret from the parents. So it is hopeful to see that in a list of goals posted to the Education Department's website, Secretary McMahon declared that parents are the primary decision makers in their children's education. Well, amen. You see, when the state seeks to do that which it has no authority to do, it cannot possibly do it well. For more than a century and a half, public education has been a dreadful failure because there is no right way to do a wrong thing. And government-run education is a wrong thing. This is Michael Anthony Peruca for Institute on the Constitution, bringing you The American View.
WCBM News is brought to you by Safe Retirement Solutions. Call Rod Barrowy at 410-266-1120. Call Rod Barrowy now at Safe Retirement Solutions, 410-266-1120.
The Rob Carson Show.
Hey guys, it's Carson. Tuesday on the show, bad news for the judge who's stopping deportations of Trinidad Aragua gang members. The founders are on our side.
Adios. Weekdays, noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Talk Radio 680, WCBM. We are The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott. Coming up right after the 9 o'clock news, it's Kim Klasick live. We'll see where she's going to be tomorrow evening, if she's going to be down at the Lawyers Mall. We've got to remember to ask her that. That's coming up just moments from now.
Yes, indeed. Still to come, of course, tomorrow you're going to be off the rest part of the week.
Go to the Midwest and visit family.
Yeah, so we'll still be here tomorrow. What do you hear? Harriet Hageman has discovered at the at a federal agency. She's accusing it, and she's right about the money laundering going on. We've been saying this for years.
Yeah.
So, but that's on tomorrow's show, and the latest on the broad definition of the business-to-business tax, if it survives in the governor's budget.
Well, I know, having had long discussions with Chuck Whitaker about this, exactly how he would define the term broad, but I'm not quite sure it applies here. Traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck?
So you're gone the next couple days?
Yes, sir. Yeah. Folks, I do this for the professional respect
I get. You can't see him, but he's doing cartwheels right now.
Yes, he is.
And that's hard for me to do. I can't get my legs over my head like I used to.
They're more like pizza wheels.
That's nice. That's nice.
The wheel of time.
I know. We'll miss you while you're gone.
Of course you will.
Have a good cry till you get back.
Just hang in there, Chuck. You can do it, fella.
I'm doing the best I can.
Okay.
Both the tunnels southbound still slow. 895. Say hi to the family, by the way. They know who I am.
Yes.
895.
Yeah, honey, the guy in the bush just said to say hi.
That's me. I'm working now as a hedge fund manager.
Oh, I see. Oh.
See? See? That's what happens when I feel better. 895 is still backed up to Pulaski Highway. 95, you're still slow. Moravia Road just can't get rid of all this heavy traffic. And I think some of this is because the Beltway has had so many problems today as well. You just don't have any other way to get around but to try to go through the tunnel. So all of that's still there. Parkville side of the Beltway, Interloop to Pikesville, and the west side Beltway backup still there. 795 to Frederick Road. JFX is the bright spot, and that's good. From Ruxton Road through the ramps downtown. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right, sunny today and 65. Weather Channel says even better tomorrow, sunny and 70. It's sunny right now, 38 in Parkville, 40 in Pasadena. Kim Klasick live coming up next. Good morning, Kim.
Good morning, guys. So, of course, I heard your show this morning. I did want to just give you the details here on the Maryland Tax Revolt.
Okay.
It is happening tomorrow at 6 p.m. on Lawyers Mall. Okay. So just so you know, the little caption here, join us in Annapolis to fight back against new tax hikes and make your voice heard. Meet your legislators, rally, and demand a no vote on new taxes. So you'll see the Maryland Freedom Caucus members will be there as well, and they'll be talking to people. But hopefully I get a spot to jump up on stage there. I'm going to talk about the details today with Delegate Shalega, but just making sure people know that, look, if you tune into WCBM, you will not miss any of this information ever.
Yeah.
And we do need to make sure people's voices are heard, and that's why I love, honestly, being here and the audience able to call in and voice their concerns, because I do believe they listen to us.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
No, there's no doubt. I mean, the governor already, I think he was listening more to McCormick than he was to us, but
yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, yeah, that's another piece of this, right?
But you know, he calls in probably once or twice a week just asking how she's doing.
Is she still in the air?
Yeah.
That's another part of this that I love the fact that you guys are going over this. The word broad, what does that mean here? Besides,
I'm not saying the word.
Sorry. I already knew to just go to Bruce on that one. But besides that,
our lips are
beside
zipped.
That one. I mean, but seriously, Governor Westmore, at first when he said it, because I heard the press conference,
right?
And I thought, okay, maybe he just said it. And then I go to social media, and he has it written in all of the captions on his social media pages. So he does mean to say the word broad.
Yes.
We got to figure this out, unfortunately.
You're, well, I just think that there'll be no broad business-to-business tax. So what they're going to do, they're going to exempt some services. They're going to make sure the McCormick is somehow covered in that. So they won't, because that was, I think, the death toll. I mean, as far as the, Moore did not want to be the governor that drove McCormick out of the state of Maryland.
Yeah.
So
right.
I think that's why he had to come back and rethink that. But we're hearing from Steve Hershey and others that they're now thinking about upping the sales tax.
Of course.
And so who's going to pay for that? We're going to pay for that. We always pay. Because that's where the money is.
Yeah. By the way, it's a short drive from your place to Christiana Ball in Delaware where there's no sales tax.
Yeah.
And that's what's going to happen.
Although a lot of people are already moving.
Sure.
They're already making their plans. But you know what? This is a great time for McCormick. If they really wanted to, they could step up for some of these small businesses and say, you know what? Why don't you go ahead and ditch the word broad? I would love to see that happen, but I don't know if that'll happen. That's a lot to take on, right? It's a lot to take on.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And then, of course, we got the latest updates with the police-involved shooting that happened on Thursday. Very interesting. Now I guess we know why they were keeping so much of it a secret. An elementary school teacher.
Yeah.
With a felony conviction.
Felony conviction.
Yeah. And then gets hired, of course, in Baltimore City. So we'll talk
about
that.
Hello, HR. We have an issue.
Yeah. We'll talk about that along with the ceasefire ending in Gaza.
Very good. Thanks, Kim.
Thanks. Kim.
Coming up next. And adding to the woes of the business-to-business tax is what Chris Papst over at Fox 45 found out regarding the blueprint could cost local jurisdictions much more than initially thought it.
Everything we said 3 years ago that we couldn't afford the blueprint is coming true.
April Miller.
Our counties can't afford it. The only way they can do it is to increase property taxes.
And Kathy Schlega.
They are actually building a plane while they fly it.
Yeah. So, again, and you look at it, and Shalega is not surprised that these estimates turn out to be way under where they should be.
Now that we're getting a better understanding of how much the blueprint is going to cost, in hindsight, was it a mistake to pass the blueprint during the COVID pandemic?
No, certainly not. There's no better time than now to make sure that we're investing in a world-class public education system here in Maryland.
So that's Senator Bill Ferguson. Right. And, you know, you keep saying that investing. You have thrown so much money at the education system in Maryland, and it's been good money after bad money after good. And here's the deal. They're off $700 million in their projections for fiscal year 2025 and also for fiscal year 2026. They're off $700 million. All told, for the next 5 years, it is estimated the blueprint will cost local taxpayers $3.7 billion more than the state projected. That's a 9.5% increase. Where's that money coming from? It's an unfunded mandate. Where is that money coming from? We're already facing a structural debt. This is legislative malpractice. Mm-hmm. And the only recourse you have as a taxpayer, oh, yeah, you could sue them. That's not going to go anywhere. But you can vote them out. And that's what we have to start doing and thinking about is voting them out.
This is the right choice for Maryland.